tomorrow's news today.
And to say that this is an emergency transmission is an understatement. Don't forget the Democrats, the deep state, tried to kill Trump twice that we know of. They did some type of chemical attack as well in Arizona, made a bunch of people seriously ill. And they're in deep trouble. And so they have been constantly, before he got reelected, once he was reelected, saying that any orders he gives the military are illegal, that the Border Patrol and ICE arresting illegal aliens is illegal, that the military should rise up and fight back. They tried to cook up a coup that James O'Keefe and other undercovers caught as well inside the Pentagon right as he was getting back into office, and then no one was prosecuted. This is with top generals. So, when Trump was shown yesterday evening the video that we started the show with yesterday, the Podesta plan, top Democrat senators and House members and intelligence operatives saying, don't abandon ship in the deep state, keep fighting, and don't follow Trump's orders. They're illegal. Well, the orders he's given so far are not illegal, they're constitutional. But they're implying that and saying don't follow those orders because they know massive indictments are looming. Trump calls for Dems to be executed, hang them. Now, what he actually did was repost people's posts and was just simply said seditious behavior punishable by death. That's what it is in the law. This is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from traitors. Lock them up. President DJT. So they've escalated up to this point. They've got the Podesta plan for uprisings. Then when he calls up the military, they'll say it's illegitimate. Then in their plans, they convince the military to turn against Trump and kill him. They made a movie about it called Civil War that they produced 2.5 years ago. They released last year for the election. So this is what they're doing, and this is where we're going. And now we have the Democrats completely flipping out. They're the ones constantly saying he's Hitler, he's Napoleon, he's a king, drive him out, take him out. You got Mudd of the CIA, Phil Mudd, saying the CIA is going to kill this guy. You know about all these statements. Joint leadership statement about Donald Trump's death threats. His Democrat members. I know he was saying within the law, under the law for treason, that's what it is. You'll have to be indicted. You'll have to be arrested, indicted. You'll have to be tried. But that's where we've always known this is going because you guys never give up. This is a collision course. This is a death battle. This is the second American Revolution. If we don't succeed here, it's over. And they will cut all your son's penises off. That's their religion. Literally. We'll be right back. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days,
to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is close to being shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Show's network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The desperate Democrat globalist deep state knows their criminal system is being dismantled. They are in total cornered rat mode. And they understand that they'll be defeated unless they can manipulate some type of civil war. So they continue to make all these threats and have the military needs to coup Trump. This is a guy that already got shot. And so Trump comments on Truth Social Post and says, yes, it's true. If you're found guilty of treason, that's what they're calling for. You're executed by being hung to death. They've been calling for him to be tried for treason and hung. So they put out their rhetoric. He puts out his. It's all pushing towards this total confrontation. Punishable by death, Trump floats execution for Democrats who urge soldiers to disobey legal orders. No, they keep saying all his orders are illegal. Resist. ICE, National Guard, they say it's all illegal. Resist. The mayors say resist. Fight back. People are shooting up the Border Patrol and ICE facilities. They're killing people. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones that turn the heat up. They're the ones where we have the Podesta plan, where the Democrats have briefed publicly on their official plan to trigger this. Now, here's some exclusive news that's very important and also very heartening. You know, we have a special guest coming up in the second hour, Mark Mitchell, who is hands down recognized as the best pollster in the world, the most accurate rate out there. And for a few months, he said, Trump's sliding. Here are the issues. It's mainly messaging. This is the big problem. And last week, we issued an emergency warning to the White House, and then he got a call a few days later and was summoned to the White House and met for hours with all the top people, including the president. They basically had a cabinet meeting with him, the vice president, the president, all the other key people. And it was the advice I gave. It was the advice that Mitchell gave. And you can then see in much of Trump's messaging, he was there in the meeting for 45 minutes, him changing some of it, which is good. And bringing Elon back. That was the main message. Don't just say you're friends and let him have the NASA head. Obviously, he knows what he's doing there. Bring him back in, get Doge fired back up. The deep state blocked him, including some Republicans. And now, members of Congress, Republicans have come out, like Tim Burchett, and said, oh, yeah, the deep state ran Elon out, so Elon's being brought back. And it's not about the power of this broadcast. It's the power of truth. And so I'm making the point here in live time, Trump needs to be specific that this is under law. If convicted of treason, they get executed, and that's what we're talking about. And now you see that's on Truth Social. So I have gotten this information to the president, but it really hasn't sunk in. He needs to have press conferences about the Podesta plan. He needs to get up like he did when they had the South African leader there denying there was genocide. And Trump just played a 5-minute video showing all the genocide and admissions, and it shut them down. We could put a five-minute video together of the Democrats saying they're going to trigger a civil war, their plan, how they're going to blame it on Trump. And this is the official Democrat plan, which I know I've talked about until your ears bleed. It's because I knew this would end up being the big one. Trump goes on, hang them, George Washington would. So Trump is on the warpath here. He understands this is all existential. They brought out, you know, the new Epstein file stuff, and all it's doing is blowing up in Democrats' faces. But they don't care if they get collateral damage. They just want to have a bunch of innuendo. And Trump's messaging on Epstein's been F-minus overall. And some of the messaging on the economy's not been good either. But if he gets that turned around, we could turn this around very, very, very quickly. But it is very heartening. And Mark Mitchell's on coming up in about 50 minutes. Very, 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 very heartening that the White House saw that interview, saw that report on X, and this was the vice president called and asked him to come there, and they came and said, yeah, you need to listen to this. And you notice he's been saying this for months. Now it's the big story this week about the plunging poll numbers, which we were warning about with Mitchell a couple months ago, a month ago, and last week. Remember, we're tomorrow's news today. Who do I associate with? Who do I talk to? People that are accurate, people that have integrity, people that are truthful. The corporations and the major media can tell the truth, too. They don't want to. They want to lie. I mean, I know everybody knows this. MSM media, you know, corporate media has maybe a 9% approval rating, 7% approval rating, depending on the poll. The only thing more unpopular is Anthony Fauci. Congress is in the single digits as well. But you just have to let that sink in, folks, that it shows, though, how real Trump is and how accessible he is and how there's a battle over policy, and Trump's listening to the wrong people. And Mark will talk about the meeting. It was hours and hours long with basically the cabinet. He can't get into some of the specifics. But to all of you white pillars that say, oh, the White House is Mount Olympus, you don't know anything about it. Oh, there's no... I get calls every week, people thanking me in the White House for advice I'm giving and things we're targeting and things we're doing. The president's called and thanked me, you know, before, after the show and things like that. So this is the real world, okay? This isn't imaginary Q stuff, okay? This is the real world. Trump is not invincible. He doesn't have all the perfect ideas. He has to go through all these people. Some of them, they're stabbing him in the back. And so that's why not just me, but you, all of us have to put in our two cents about where we see things going and our view of what's unfolding. That's what a free, open country is. We're not the Democrats that are a cult that just follow orders. And I know I harp on this a lot, but this is a big deal. And then you've got all the black pillars who think everything is doom and everything is gloom and everybody's corrupt and there's nobody good. That's not true. There are a lot of good people in government, corporations, and life, from the lowest levels to the highest levels, not just here but around the world. There's a lot of people that have been mercenaries and gone along with the system, but now they see it's all coming to an end and it's extremely dangerous, so they want to save things and reform things. So we've got a very good chance of saving civilization if we get with the program. And when it comes to blocking the globalists, we're at the tip of the spear. But when it also comes to creating new cultures and new ideas and an alternative to the globalist system, we also are leading in that area. That's why the bad guys want us off the air. Theater kids in Congress urge military to disobey commander-in-chief. You can refuse illegal orders. You must refuse illegal orders. You can refuse illegal orders. And they go on to say you're being given illegal orders. That's not true. But they're trying to manipulate people in the military, intelligence agencies, the government, to decide it's illegal, with the corporate media constantly saying all the orders are illegal, to get a literal mutiny or sedition against the commander-in-chief and the elected representative of the people. And that's the government, people in the government, the senators and House members and others are trying to get a revolt and a mutiny against you. against me. It's out of control. It's been exposed. It knows it's in trouble. And so it's making its move. So Mark Mitchell is going to be joining us. Again, some of the listeners got really mad when I had him on. They're like, that guy's gloom and doom, and he didn't know what he's talking about. Come on. We know fake polls and we see them. We know how they do push polls. We know manipulation polls. There's different types. That's not Mark Mitchell. Plus, I talk to the public on the ground, on the air, around the country. I see other aggregate numbers and things. The grocery store, church, the gym. People are getting pissed at Trump, and I keep hearing about the bad messaging, not even so much the policy. And people want action. They want more indictments, and Trump understands that. So you won't just get a breakdown of Trump trying to course correct, but also the latest poll numbers. He always gives us new stuff that hasn't even broke yet. That's coming up next hour in just about 43 minutes. Please take the live feed of the Alex Jones Show that you're watching on Rumble and of my broadcast on X at Real Alex Jones and share it. The local AM stations you're listening to and FM, share it. That's how we reach more people. This is really important information in this attempt for civil war. Saying Trump's a dictator is coming to a head, and some would say he's been baited into this and it's a mistake. No, the gloves are off. They tried to kill him. They've been calling for violence forever. They are traitors. They don't want the country to even exist. And Trump is right. Seditious behavior, if convicted, is punishable by death. This is really bad and dangerous to our country. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. Seditious behavior from the traitors, lock them up. President DJT. And what do I always say to General Flynn and the president and to everybody else and on air? What would George Washington do if people were doing things like this when he was president? What would Abraham Lincoln do? Let's pull that post back up where Trump says, what would George Washington do to these traitors? That's the question. Well, we know what Abraham Lincoln faced with this exact thing did. And so that's where we're going here, and history is repeating. Hang them, George Washington would. Seditious behavior punishable by death. That's Trump's response to P7-8. So that's where we are. And it ties into everything else that's going on. And if you don't feel the palpable danger, I was talking to the crew just a few days ago. We were all agreeing, like, you can feel it. It's going down. It, you can just, there's electricity in the air. You can see it. And the Democrats, the Islamists, the left, not just here, but around the world, they're all making their moves right now. Because they know the West is starting to wake up and starting to fight for its life. And then we've got all the latest Epstein stuff, which is exactly what I said it would be. But it's really blown up in their face. We'll be getting into all of that. We have a bunch of other really, really special guests as well, including in studio. But first, this has been out probably 6 months, but it's powerful. And I explained it to the globalists. I want them to understand it. You've awakened the terrible giant. And you think on this collision course that when you finally force what you think is a civil war, that somehow, because the corporate media is going to call Trump Hitler, that the American people aren't going to side with him. They are 100% going to side with Trump. Now, the question is, at that point, will operatives in the White House slip him poison in his Diet Coke and kill him? See, when if this goes physical, Trump has to understand they've got up-close assassins already around him. He has to go to a bunker when this kicks off, if it does. And I'm sorry, literally be in a communications room and only have very trusted people around him. So this is a real war, folks. And if we have to use the military and all this has to go down, I know there's already protocols for it, but Trump just can't help himself. You're going to have to go into the bunker for a few months. And you think these people around you, you think you can trust them? They've got people with poison right now, guaranteed in the White House. They think they're heroes, or they've been blackmailed, or they're paid off. And so, this is bad. And I'll leave it at that, but here's the terrible giant. I'm going to come back and go into all the news. We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signed them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom! And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate, somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you, you're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning, and you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag, remember, everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant!
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Everything I've predicted is now starting to come true, and I'm not happy about that. I've been predicting things that come true over and over again, studying history, doing my research, having a deep grasp on this and the sources all over the place so I can get intel at different angles to come to my analysis points. The world is at a crossroads deciding what the future will be for humanity. The debt bubble is impossible to continue to inflate much longer. The governments of the world have by and large decided to go to austerity and totalitarianism. And that's the Great Reset. And Trump, though not perfect, is 180 degrees opposed to the ideas of the Great Reset. And getting us out of the climate accords and the global carbon tax is a death knell to the entire system they had planned, where everything you do is track, trace, tax, controlled. Just that alone is beyond wonderful. And so they have to defeat our revolution, or they're done. So I'm going to go to break, come back with the TV ad the Democrats put out, calling for an armed revolt, calling for a military coup, because, you know, Trump's a dictator. And then Trump says, actually trying to organize that is what's illegal. And they flip out. I got the Democrats' statement here. But before I go to break, I'm just going to say this to you, and I'm going to leave it at this. I don't ask for support when it isn't desperately needed. We have great products regardless. But with all the stuff going on with the battle to shut down InfoWars and setting up the new network backups and all of it, we have shortfalls right now. And they're going to have now a state option, and I don't think it'll probably be fair, but who knows? We'll see. And so if the good guys can buy this place, we just continue on, and it's wonderful. Now the website and the studio and now the new studios, and it's all great. We're going to expand, and it's going to be amazing. I just won't be the owner of the new system. I don't think that's going to happen to you. No, we're shut down sometime next month, maximum early January is what we've been told. Okay? Well, in the interim, though, people hear that, and they go, well, I'm not going to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the great fish oil that's the highest quality, highest rated, or the great turmeric or whatever, because it's shut down anyways. No. Then we won't have the money for payroll and operating because there's no extra money in there, and then we shut down just because of that. So this is a balancing thing we've got to do. So big sale over at InfoWarsStore.com, and that goes to run this operation. And then separately, the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com that is the main funder of InfoWars now and the Alex Jones Network. So it's imperative, plus the products are over-the-top insanely good. So we're launching this now. It's Friday, November 21st. Starting today, every order placed will receive a free buy one, get one free deal. You know, I'm so blown away by all the news and stuff right now. I'm going to come back and tell you about this. This is the biggest sell ever. Wait till I get to it. But folks, you understand what's going on. I mean, you understand this isn't a Netflix show. This isn't entertainment. This is real, okay? This country's going into total revolution.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start doing better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Everything coming together, the different pieces I see here, I know exactly what's going on. I know the different scenarios. I know how to beat the globalist. I know what cards they have in their hand. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to play them and when, but I know what their different moves are. It's like I'm a football coach, Belichick, and I've stolen their playbooks and everything, and I know their hand signs and their calls, but I'm not sure which play they're going to play till right when it happens. But we've still got a major edge on their ass, okay? And I am having an anxiety attack right now, which I rarely have. First time I had one in high school, I'd ask my mom what it was. And so I just hope you understand that's the gravity of this right now, okay? And I don't know how I get it across to people, the urgency and the danger. The globalists plan to collapse everything. There'll be a depression forever. Things only get worse. It is a hell world they're building. You've seen what they do in the Blue Cities. You see what they do where they control things in Europe, other places. That is just the beginning. The Islamic invasion, the coming after our kids, the pedophilia, all of it. I mean, just look at the Epstein stuff. Trump came out on Truth Social and said, they're the party of the pedos. They're the party of sexualizing kids. I'm the one banning men and women sports and cutting off the tranny funding. Yeah, you judge a tree by its fruit. So I'm with Trump. And I know Trump didn't screw these underage girls. They're all on record saying he didn't. But the cardinal sin was then going along with the cover-up. And I understand the Democrats already destroyed all the evidence, but not the stuff at the State Department. So we'll talk about that with Mark Mitchell coming up. We've got big developments on the Epstein front, some of the biggest yet. And it's completely backfired the Democrats, like I predicted they would, but they don't care. They will blow themselves up like political suicide bombers to get Trump. Because they're operatives. They've been ordered to do it. They've all been blackmailed. Or they're psychotic ideologues or both, depending on who they are. But I've been saying since it started 6 months ago, bring back Elon. Bring back Doge. I told you it was dark money, both Republican and Democrat, mainly Democrat, but some Republicans. And now you've got multiple senators like Massey and Burchett coming out and saying word for word, I have the clips, what I told you 6 months ago. I know what I'm talking about, boys and girls. When I'm on air for 2 or 3 days here and there, I'm not fishing. When you see a guest host here, I'm somewhere else in the country meeting with people secretly. Okay? So, I know what I'm talking about. And I get called to these councils because they actually want to hear what I have to say, and they listen to me. And I don't tell you that to go, oh, I'm fancy or I'm cool. I want everybody else to understand what you're getting and the analysis you're getting is the best there is. And it's a huge responsibility. And so, you know, even a smart person will take a couple of weeks to write, a commencement speech at Harvard or wherever. I have to do the equivalent of that every hour, every day. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, I don't know how I get across to everybody that the crossroads we're at right now and the insane level of danger. And that this broadcast is not, as I've said, entertainment or oh, it's my opinion, and there's thousands of flavors of political BS. This is as close to on the bubble and accurate as you're going to get. And for the life of me, I don't know why I'm the best there is. General Flynn and Steve Bannon are as accurate as I am and more accurate in other areas than I am. But in general, total complete knowledge, I know more than they do. And I'm not bragging about that. Bannon people have said it. And that is a real responsibility. So before I hit all this, let me just tell you. When I tell you that I need money, I have been in a toe-to-toe battle with the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, the top Democrat Party law firms, spending over $300 million in their own filings trying to shut us down. In the process of hanging on for all these years, they've been exposed as frauds. There's criminal investigations of them, civil rights lawsuits. They're in deep trouble. But I know that this is a long march. This is a struggle. This is a exercise in perseverance. And so, when I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time. And because of your incredible support in the past, we have held out and continued in our mission to warn the world, not just leaders in the United States and government corporations, educational system and religious systems, cultural systems. And when I say my show, I mean all the guests, the experts, the crew, the reporters, everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big. But I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always do this. We're not going to, but not this big a sale. We always launch it a week and a half before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Ethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. And here's why it's the biggest. We've done buy one, get one free before on individual items and things. But buy any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free, including a supplement that costs more. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Plus, and this is why it makes it the biggest ever, for a limited time only, Ultramethylene Red is back in stock because they held some back. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the InfoWar. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free that are in the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app for your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more and get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. That's like a form of a donation. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this, but you are the backers of this operation. You are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarsStore.com where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body Health with turmeric, 95% cumin. Those are both 40% off. And you can also, there'll be a link up there on the front page soon to make a straight donation. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in Global Awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So I ask all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection and their plans for military coups. You know, and then you just sound scary. And now they're openly calling for it. It's U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them and it's the last move they've got. And the president's talking about them being arrested and charged with treason. And that's what it is. They already tried to kill him twice, so we know of. So now it's do or die. So stock up on the great supplements, the widest selection of paper apparel, do your Christmas shopping early, don't fight the crowds, any of that stuff. But just support the transmission. Now is the time. Now, Mark Mitchell, days after he was on the broadcast, got summoned to the White House to meet with the cabinet and the president. From the interview he did last week with his emergency warning to President Trump. We go to Mitchell's X and we'll show that video. Again, that shows the power of this broadcast and our guest. And it also shows how open the White House is to course correction. I've also had the DOJ reach out, not the task force leader Ed Martin that already did his job and reached out, and has investigation blocked up, and had others reach out and say, oh, actually, we want to... The point is that all of them feel the heat. Some because they're good and they hear our concerns and agree with them. Others because they're trying to hide in the administration and don't want to be spotlighted by us. And that was their biggest bitch on 60 Minutes and everywhere else in congressional hearings, that we would spotlight Soros operatives in the first administration and get them fired. The other people in the administration knew they were there, but they didn't want to have a confrontation with them. They didn't want to have the D-State come after them. Well, you know what? When something's the right thing to do, I don't think about what's going to happen to me. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. And that's not because I'm a hero. It's because I have integrity. And when you have integrity, it's not something you've got to decide to do. It's what you are. As I've told you a million times, I cannot sell out physically. You put a gun to my head and say, do this or I'm going to blow your brains out, I'd say pull the trigger. I made the joke a few days ago and said it was satire. I said I'd sell out to Elon Musk. And the joke was, I already agree with what he's doing in the government and everything, so I don't need to sell out to him because I'm already promoting basically the stuff he's promoting in government. But I then said, but I would take money from somebody like them, because I'll take money if you want to give me money. I mean, if AIPAC, which is not going to happen, wanted to give me money with no strings attached, I'll take it. And then I'll expose that in Yahoo with it. If the DNC wants to give me money, they can. Of course, they're not going to. Now, the times I've had the globalists try to buy me off, and I've talked about it here, they had strings directly attached and say, you'll work for us. And I said, hell no. They said, well, now we're going to come after you. I know that. So they offer you a carpet of gold or a carpet of bombs. I've refused it all. It wasn't hard to do because this is my mission. This is my purpose. I feel good when I do this. My conscience feels good. I feel closer to God. But as much as I want to fight, as strong as I want to be, I can't do this without your help. Now, let me recap what just broke and the new giant firestorm. Oh, Trump's threatening to kill members of the Senate and the House for saying that he should, you know, be resisted by the military in a coup when he gives illegal orders. And they're saying all over the newscast, you've seen them, this is illegal orders. He can't have Border Patrol. He can't have ICE arrest illegals. He can't have the National Guard out when a city is on fire. Yeah, Schumer's now flipping out. We'll get to that in a moment. But they've wanted to push Trump into this. He knows they're doing it. And I think it's healthy he's coming out and calling them traitors. And as he said in his first post, he said, if you're indicted and found guilty of treason, that's punishable by being hung. That is not threatening to hang you. It's saying you're doing things that George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Andrew Jackson would hang your ass for. So they've doubled down. Trump is doubling down. And here's the latest video that I told you yesterday morning was going to be huge. But this is just one. They're all over the place saying the same thing. Trump's coming to kill the migrants. He's coming to kill the black people. They're teeing up the false flag. But here's the report that Trump's responding to.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
And right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
So I started the broadcast yesterday with this when nobody was talking about it. And I said, you watch, this is going to explode the next 24 hours. And then today, Trump puts out this first post. It's called Seditious Behavior at the Highest Levels. Each of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Their words cannot be allowed to stand. We won't have a country anymore. An example must be set, President Donald John Trump. And folks posted, what would George Washington do? He'd hang them, and Trump said yes. So that's how fast this has escalated. But now Trump needs to put together all the clips of them calling for violence and calling for his death and calling for civil war and say, here is the treason. Here it is. And them claiming, oh, the ICE, you know, being in Chicago is illegal. And so federal court rules is constitutional. And just show this is their game. Here's Chuckie Schumer just a little while ago, literally in the last 30 minutes, freaking out on the Senate floor. Here it is.
Mr. President.
Democrat leaders recognized.
Earlier today, Donald Trump shared a post on Truth Social calling for Democratic members of Congress to be hanged. He also posted a message that said, seditious behavior, punishable by death. Let's be crystal clear. The President of the United States is calling for the execution of elected officials. This is an outright threat, and it's deadly serious. We have already seen what happens when Donald Trump tells his followers that his political opponents are enemies of the state. Every time Donald Trump posts things like this, he makes political violence more likely. None of us should tolerate this kind of behavior. We all remember what January 6th was like. We lived through January 6th. We have lived through the assassination and attempted assassinations this year. We have members whose families have had to flee their homes. When Donald Trump uses the language of execution and treason, some of his supporters may very well listen. He is lighting a match in a country soaked with political gasoline. Every senator, every representative, every American, regardless of party, should condemn this immediately and without qualification. Because if we don't draw a line here, there is no line left to draw. Who would have thought the President of the United States saying his opponents should be hanged? It's outrageous. No president has ever stooped as low as Donald Trump. None. He has made political violence a feature of his politics.
Now, Abraham Lincoln,
if we don't draw a line here,
people, that's all.
There's no line left to draw. And yet today he crossed yet another line that no democracy can afford to tolerate.
We're a republic.
He must be condemned forcefully, loudly, and without excuses before someone takes his words as permission to do the unthinkable. Anything less enables the flames of hatred to grow and spread.
No, you, through your surrogates and through your fellow senators, keep calling for violence and keep calling for military coups. They already tried to kill Trump twice. So Trump says, hey, that's, if you get arrested, tried, convicted, that's punishable by death, stop doing it. Then they go, oh, you call for us to be killed, ignoring what he actually said. I could spend hours here with Congressman Scalise shot and all the other people killed and Rand Paul beat up repeatedly and his ribs broken and lungs punctured and Charlie Kirk and on and on and on and on and on with the violence. It's 99% against Republicans. Same thing in Europe. The left is attacking. The Islamists are attacking. The Antifa is attacking. And then Trump points out where we are on this trajectory. And you spin it. Now, here's the angle, though. Though Trump's right to say this, this 100% tees it up with all their pre-programming for the false flag against the illegal alien demonstration, the black college, because they pre-programmed that. Trump and Ed Homan are going to kill a bunch of migrants. They're going to kill black people. So I say, okay, migrant protest, what they'll hit. Okay, black college, where else, black church, something like that. But then I said, before the No Kings first protest in June, I said, maybe they'll false flag Democrat politicians and blame Trump, and they tried in Minnesota. Remember, it blew up in their face. But now, definitely, this is an escalation point that now it moves into the prime zone for some wound-up lunatic who's made a bunch of posts on places to be set up, to be killed. Somebody else does the mass shooting, blames it on them, something like that. Think The Shooter, Wahlberg's great film that came out 15 years ago. That's exactly how they do it. So now, we put the headline out earlier on X that we are now 2 minutes to midnight on the Civil War doomsday clock. Yeah, killed Trump with his own weapon. I mean, you go to these rallies, and, oh, we're going to shoot you in the neck, kill Trump, kill, kill, kill. They're foaming at the mouth, and then Trump says, this is treasonous. Would you say use the military to overthrow him, which we know they've tried internally and been caught doing? And the DOJ, back in January, when he first got in, even CNN said the military's got a plan to stop him and overthrow him, and then we learned inside they were doing it. Were there any indictments for that? No, and that only encouraged it. And behind the scenes, it's Obama, Brennan, and the rest of them that are pulling all the strings on this. Now, Mark Mitchell was on last week. What day was he on last week? Tuesday, Wednesday? Look, let's pull up the interview on X if you can from last week. I want to show people the actual headlines. They can see it that the White House saw, and they summoned Mark to the White House, and he contacted us today about it. He had a lengthy multi-hour meeting with the vice president and a bunch of other people, and the president was there for 45 minutes. And they listen about the issues, what people are seeing, how this can be reversed. And during that interview, I said, we need to get this to the president. We need them to listen. We know what we're talking about. Alex Jones knows. Mark Mitchell knows. And they're listening. Exclusive top pollster warns President Trump's numbers have plunged to historic lows, and that if Trump doesn't correct his actions and messaging now, MAGA's doomed. And remember, he was saying this for months, but intensifying. He broke it again first last week. Now what's the top stories the last 2 days? The plunging numbers. Mark's got the real pulse. They don't need to fake these new ones they put out that mirror his because it's accurate. But it's okay. We can fix this. So Mark's coming up to talk about the White House meeting and more. It's the power of you, the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. So share the live feed from X. We're all shows now. Important stuff coming up. Tell everybody you know. Key intel coming up.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
We'll be right back.
Churchill, top pollster in the world. Head of polling at Rasmussen, just had a big White House meeting. Very, very exciting that they're listening and can course correct, because he's got his finger on the pulse and has called all of this. But some stations don't care that it's first five, so we'll go to him at six after here in just about 5 minutes. But I want to play a few clips here of the Epstein situation that's totally blowing up in their face, implicating all of them. But they're like suicide bombers. They don't care if they can, through innuendo, still do stuff to Trump. They'll still do it. We've seen this over and over again. So here's these important clips. We'll also get into Trump coming out and saying, yeah, if they're convicted of treason, this looks like treason, they get executed. That's where we are. So this is getting crazier by the minute. Here's these important clips. We'll come back with Mark Mitchell on the other side.
Again, this is Russia, Ukraine, everything.
I don't think this is the end of Donald. I am not.
Nobody thinks it's the end of Donald Trump. It could be the end for the Democrats. You're watching it happen in real time. I love how you say, you know, you look at Akeem Jarvis. Oh, it's just a fundraising email. As if it were a Republican, your party, the media would not interpret it in the worst light. For example, it's amazing how the brilliant Jasmine Crockett thinks there's only one Jeffrey Epstein, and that one Jeffrey Epstein somehow gave money to Lee Zeldin. No, I know this is hard to believe. There is more than one Jeffrey Epstein, just as there are more than one Jesse Waters, but only one Greg Gutfeld. He was a doctor who gave money, but she knew that, unless you think she is retarded, and I don't think she is. I just think she's deliberately pretended that she didn't know there might be another one. So when I talk about, this is what I say is the big worry about this thing, and I'm for the release of them. You look at how these idiots are going to try to interpret everything in the worst possible way. So if you're caught in that net and your name is Jeffrey Epstein or your name is Jesse Waters, something that could be easily checked out. I'm not saying you're in the files. I'm just saying there's a high likelihood you will be. They will be extremely malicious in their interpretation. So we have to be on our toes. I do think that, what's his name? Galloway. He's right. Be careful what you wish for, because when something seems too easy, it's a trap. And I think you just handed Trump a paintball gun, and you put targets on the Democrats, because Epstein, I think 80 to 90% of his donations were all to Democrats. Epstein despised Trump. He was the only elite that wouldn't play ball with him. So, and then you look at like Larry Summers, you look at the, what is the billionaire? I can't remember. Reid Hoffman, look at Bill Clinton, you look at Akeem, you look at the Virgin Island lady. It's only begun, and it looks bad for you guys. I think that this is going to be a fun winter for Trump, because once he goes in on this thing, he doesn't come out. He figured it out. He knows exactly how, when you guys bring it up, it's always going to go back to the Democrats every single time. And pretty soon you're just going to say, why did we do this? This is just like Russian collusion, but it's worse, because now it ends with a huge, huge pile of mud all over us. The Russian collusion thing just went away. You guys were lucky you didn't go to jail.
I think mud is a generous way of putting it.
Should I have said feces?
Well, I wouldn't say that in our word. So here we go.
Are you in the files?
Yeah, my name was invoked. I'm not.
I believe that Jeffrey Epstein had information, and I was going to get information to get at the truth. Having a friendship with him is not something that I would deem to have. And so I'm just looking forward. I'm moving forward. And I think that that's what we as American people should do, is move forward. If individuals are not involved in illegal activity, extending his criminal enterprise or his financial enterprise or all of those things, I think that we need to look at what people are doing moving forward.
Wait, let me just try to understand that. What is that point? Because at the time he wasn't known.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. The out-of-state receiver said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates are 1776 worldwide.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
No, President Trump did not call for top Dems who called for a military illegal coup against him to be executed. He said, if they're indicted, convicted of that, that is, the law, they're the ones that tried to kill him. They're the ones calling for all the violence. That's where we are now. And we're not in a normal cycle here where, you know, there's no election happening right now, so things are normal. No, no, we're in a fourth turning globally. The global debt bubble is on the verge of collapse. Totalitarianism is going on all over the world. Trump is going against the globalist system. But Mark Mitchell is hands down at Rasmussen the best, most accurate pollster out there. He's nailed it all. The last few months, he's warned of real sliding poll numbers and nailed why it was. Mishandling of Epstein, mishandling of messaging on the economy. We don't need to see more, you know, gold-plated dinners with billionaires and all the rest of this. We need populism, and a lot of the policies are great, but the messaging is terrible. Now all the other polls and numbers show that, and again, Mark Mitchell, who was summoned to the White House after they saw his emergency warning on the show last week, met with the vice president, the president, and many others. He can't get into all the details of it, but in general, this is really good news. They're aware of it, and I've even seen messaging changing since they saw the video over the weekend. Took them a few days to see it, and you already see Trump's, you know, talking about his poll numbers, admitting it, and talking about messaging, and you also have Trump bringing Elon back, and them, you know, not just bringing his guy from NASA back, but, you know, saying, oh, maybe we should bring Doge back. These are the things that really hurt Trump. Doge was electric. He had the highest approval ratings ever had during that, and Mark was here reporting that. So, Mark Mitchell, I appreciate you coming on fresh back yesterday from the White House. Honest pollster on X, RasmussenReports.com. I'm not going to get into your whole background, but you're not just a pollster. You've been executive at major companies like Walmart, e-commerce, Jet.com, JP Morgan Chase. You name it. So you have a lot of positions and backgrounds, and you're nonpartisan to be able to come up with your analysis that I think is dead on. A lot of times I'll have my own view of something, what's happening from just the street and everything, and I'll see your analysis. It's like simpatico. And so I'm really glad, though. I know that they watch a lot of stuff we do at the White House. And so I'm glad that this happened. So maybe we should talk about that event, your view on it, and then all the stuff unfolding, what Trump needs to do and more. So Mark Mitchell, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being a visionary, because you're looking around at what you see around you and seeing the same kind of things I am, and I can put numbers to them, but it was very gracious of you to let me talk. We talked for an hour and we laid the whole thing out. This is where we're at. This is the problems. This is what needs to be addressed. And I really do think that it was critical in helping me get my message across, helping me go down there. And for people who, you know, might have missed it, there are really two main concerns I have. One of them is about Donald Trump, and it's not that bad. His approval rating is underwater 4 points right now, which is really not bad at all. It's better than most presidents going back to Obama 1 at this point in the term. Now, it was a lot lower on election day, especially among independents. It was negative 27. That was really bad. And so what I think I see the problem with is over the last 2 weeks, there was this counter signaling of the core base, the core MAGA voter, and this sort of misunderstanding of what I think the core issues are that are affecting the most number of Americans. And that's the fact that basically capitalism has turned into corporatism. The entire economy has been hollowed out. You have all these young people that have just been priced out of the American dream. And that was at odds with what Trump was portraying as, don't tell me about affordability. We're getting prices down. H-1Bs are awesome. We need all the Chinese students that we can get over here, or else our colleges will implode. Things that were really upsetting the base, but not necessarily showing up in his numbers, but were things that, in my opinion, would have critically derailed the situation if they weren't addressed. So that was issue one. And then issue two is the fact that Donald Trump, in my polling, and not in the exit polling, because I think there's problems with them, had a lot of support last fall from independents and Democrats who crossed over to vote for him. 42% of his support in my polling. And then when the election happens, the off-cycle election, and those independents and Democrats don't turn out for Republicans, in my opinion, it's a harbinger of the fact that Republicans are going to lose big next year. And the polling says that people are not happy with the Republican Party right now. They think Congress is failing the president. The rating by independents of this Congress is freaking horrible, 9% excellent or good. And they don't have a plan for this impending wave of Democrat socialism. And so how do you get Trump, who's doing okay, to win with Republicans next fall, who are kind of like completely MIA on the core problems facing America? Because the issue is the Democrats have a product for this. It's called big government. The Republican product for this right now just seems to be kind of business as usual, traditional conservatism, and that's going to fail the youth. And we did a lot of polling on the youth. We talked about some of it on your show. I have new stuff that's even more crazy that tells you, in my opinion, who the under 40 conservatives are and why they're going into the arms of people like Nick Fuentes. These people don't care about free market libertarianism. They care about brutal order. So I was brought down to Washington, D.C. It was a great honor. I'd never been there in the White House before at all. And, you know, I had some meetings with people. I got to talk to J.D., Susie Wiles, Marco Rubio, and I got to talk to the president for a while. And I wasn't told not to say anything. Like, I don't know. I don't want to go too much into it. But also, I don't really remember it because I do this stream of consciousness like you do. I this is my information. I want to give as much information as possible. And, you know how Trump is. It's also a stream of consciousness about the things that he's surrounded with. I mean, my impressions are he's in it. He is trying to solve Americans' problems. He is getting information. He's intuitively, I think, making decisions based on that information. But this aspect of like being a larger organized plan and that we're executing on something intentional, like I didn't feel like that exists. And I felt like maybe the subtext of why I was invited there was because they realized they need to get different voices because, quite frankly, there's this aspect of the youth that the White House doesn't really get. And I think they were getting a lot of that from Charlie Kirk. I think they're trying to find new voices to really sort of understand that.
I 100% agree. So let me, before you continue, give my emergency message to the White House to quantify what I think you're saying, what I see, and tell me about if I'm wrong or you know, add to it. We're in a revolutionary period, fourth turning. It's always driven by the youth. It's a mega turning. And they want action. They want reform. And so they're going to go to what is seen as extreme, a Nick Fuentes or a Mondami, and that they want to hear the narrative of going after the establishment, not endless parades of billionaires pledging to invest money here, which for a 79-year-old business tycoon, that's really delivering. And we've seen some numbers come out of jobless, you know, going down and a lot of good things, even though he's swimming against the current. So for Trump, he's technical. He's like, hey, I'm working my ass off here. But he's talking to us like a 79-year-old titan. He needs to get the messaging to the youth that no, they elected you because they tried to kill you. You're seen as a maverick, an outlaw, a rebel, which you really are against the system. So get the rebel messaging going. I mean, literally, if Trump goes out and shoots up a case of Bud Light, by the way, Trump's never been seen shooting a gun. And I'm being serious. What the youth want? And real issues he's delivering. He needs to go out and shoot automatic weapons. He needs to shoot cases of Bud Light. He needs to go on stage with Kid Rock and sing. I'm serious. That's what they want. And they also want indictments. They want real stuff. But that's what you're saying is that we're in a revolutionary period, and you know all the gold plating and all that you know, that's great for when the Saudi prince comes. But at the same time, You need to understand the fourth turnings here. This is a revolution. You don't want to look like an establishment person. No, you're the underdog.
Yes, I delivered that. His approval rating under 40-year-old voters was 60% The week after he made that Napoleon Bonaparte quote about he who saves his country violates no laws. So that's where their headspace is at, and now they've turned on him. His approval rating among the under 40s is in the low 40s, 41, 42%. And now they like Mamdani, 62%. And we talked about this on your show last week. You can't teach these people that they have to be conservative capitalists because it's failed them. Voters under 30 know nothing except Trump and the establishment. That's all they know. And they look at the establishment and they say, it's terrible. Why aren't you fighting this? It's the same thing that Tucker Carlson just talked to Nikki Haley's son about in that interview, which is pretty stunning. And so they want drastic action. And I kind of like laid out, it's like, it needs to involve the Republican Party. And so the way I kind of put it across was, I think there needs to be like a fight plan for America. Because he had that powerful moment, but in my opinion, people are sort of projecting their own goblins onto that. And there was never really this intention to pull it together into some organized plan in which to deliver what America needs. And instead, there was this feeling that, well, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to deliver reform. They're not sure how to do it intentionally, but they want to do it without breaking any eggs to make the omelet. Like, well, we really want to protect those home values. Well, the housing market has cracks now, and it would be a lot better for the youth if it collapsed. And I don't think that there's a way where this whole equation can balance and make everybody happy.
Well, sure, Bessette and talks about rebalancing. That's not just investment. Sorry, boomers. There needs to be corrections for the young people, or you're going to get a French Revolution on your hands.
I think, and I can back that up with numbers. So in my opinion, what that plan looks like is, listen, we do have an economic problem. Be very specific about what it is. Embrace the fact that it has failed the youth. And I would say prong one of that would be getting more jobs for them. It's great. We have an H-1B program. We should use it intentionally, but you have to acknowledge it's been scammed, and that's one of the big problems we have. Addressing offshoring, addressing all the ways that corporations have been screwing the kids, basically, you know, and also, like, older people are getting, literally everybody's getting the shaft by this because of the healthcare situation, right? Number two is brutal reform of the government. Get us back to DOGE, but people need to go through the visual process of seeing trust restored to our federal government. And I made the case. I said, you know, the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. 53% of America told us the FBI is Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. And when you just put somebody else in charge of the Gestapo, it's still the Gestapo. We have problems with the CIA, the IRS. We have problems with the Department of Defense. Everybody forgets that now. We have problems with literally every part of the government. And there's no visible attempt to restore this trust to America. And then this third one I kind of focused on was this aspect of oligarchy and corporatism. And in my opinion, the goal would be to separate yourself from the oligarchy, not try to be the oligarchy. And they've increasingly done this. We polled on antitrust, and people hate the power that corporations have. Almost 80% of America thinks big tech is run amok. And there were forces in D.C. hampering our ability to do antitrust stuff. I think they've thrown off the shackles, and now the DOJ is going after some of these companies. But they are the enemy. Like, they are the people who perpetrated, this is the global homo kleptocracy. That's the problem, and the right has to fix it, or we're going to get a $10 trillion housing crisis bill. You talked, you hear Alyssa Slotkin out there today, who wants to declare a national emergency over housing prices. Well, the Democrats are doing that, and the Republicans are trying to pretend that everything's great. So what's going to happen? Who are the youth going to vote for? They're going to vote for the people that address their problems. And so the way I portray it is,
their plan will totally tank things 10 times worse.
The youth don't care. They don't want to hear about your socialism. You know, they don't perceive that they're the ones that spent $38 trillion in debt. And so if the system collapses, I think that's the subtext. The way I laid it out is like, okay, well, you have 3 years of the presidency. There's only 349 days or whatever until the election. And so obviously these problems are too big to fix in 1 year, but lay out what the fix looks like long term.
Exactly. He's got to give them a solution other than the Democrats promise all this free stuff we know is not going to happen. He's got to explain that's a fraud and say this takes time and then elaborate how his plan is going to help the youth. But here's an example. I asked the crew to pull up the thing on Putin chewing out corporate leaders in Russia, and they pulled up a spy chief thing. But there's so many famous videos of Putin who got very popular over this and had some success. calling in corrupt corporate leaders that were ripping people off, not hiring people, taking too big of profits, and saying, I will remove you if you don't do it. That is the most popular thing that the Russians loved. That's what people want to see Trump do. Not sit there and kiss corporate leaders' asses. Because they're investing or whatever. But literally the bad ones chew them out. The good ones thank them. Because we know Elon's doing most of his investment now here. So we have heroes that are like Elon. But we also need to have villains that are corporate. And Trump started doing this a little bit in the last few days. I think from your meeting, from the interview, he came out and said, you know, the big fat insurance companies are ripping people off. This is all a big scam, which is true. He needs to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's like the messaging cue I would keep in my head. Fight for Americans. And so if a Trump truth comes out and it's attacking Thomas Massie, he might be a problem, but does it look like you're fighting for Americans? It looks like you're fighting your own party. And so I wouldn't even fight really the Democrats. Like obviously it's red meat to go after people who are doing open insurrection. But if he worked with Democrats to give a pragmatic solution to a problem that the youth have, that is really good. And so fighting for Americans might mean bury some hatchets and deliver economically somehow, right? And so I don't know what it looks like, but remember the first
term. How receptive was the president and who was most receptive? Well, I should ask the question, who was smart and invited you to the White House for this emergency meeting?
The feeling I got is that everybody I was talking to was very interested in what I had to say and had already listened to some of it and that they really want to deliver on this. That was my feeling. Everybody was incredibly gracious and nice to me, very impressed by everyone. And I literally just think it's this aspect of, okay, I have to be seen as delivering, need to put out an intentional plan and need to have message discipline where everything is sold to the Americans as being part of this. Yes, you can meet with the Saudi Arabian crown prince, but lay out how it's going to create jobs for the youth and not defend the fact that 3,000 people are going to come here to, you know, for the factory. That might be well and good, but it's all about framing this as a solution for the American problems because the Democrats are going to win on this if the Republicans don't have an answer.
And little things like saying for the youth, because it's totally true. People go, he said we don't have the talent for the modern chips. Nobody does but Taiwan and a few others. And they are willing to come and give us the technology because Trump's leaning on them. That obviously they have to come teach us. People go, well, we invented the computer chips. It ain't the same chips now. So technically he's right. He just has to be more specific instead of telling, you know, Fox News, well, we don't have any talent. He needs to be specific. We don't have the infrastructure or the engineers that can do this now, but we're taking back the technology.
Yeah. I think it would be very helpful to lay out an intentional plan that people could buy into, you know, put a website up or something that says, listen, this is what the Republican Party is going to deliver on. And, I talked to Steve about this, Steve Bannon, and, he helped me too. I did some good segments with him and I went down there and co-hosted the War Room, had a really great trip with him. And apparently he was in the White House in the first term and was very specifically laying out a list of the things that Donald Trump had promised on the campaign trail. And what they were doing was spreading these lists of accomplishments. And what everybody was looking for in Trump was, will he be able to deliver as an outsider? And when these lists of actual objective accomplishments were being passed around, it validated everybody's opinions and it really juiced his base. And his numbers were horrible during the first 6 months of the Russian collusion hoax, but they came right back up after people realized he was delivering on things. And it's like Trump has done a lot now, right? But the way you look at how the White House is talking about it, they're putting out a meme about how it's a golden age without very specifically saying, no, this is the thing that we accomplished and this is how it fits into the larger scheme of things.
Instead of saying we're in the golden age, it needs to be a meme of a road and, you know, it says 30 miles away, but we're on the right road. You know, the road to Mondami and the Islamicists and total collapse in communism, you know, Bernie Sanders and Mondami over here and just rubble city or this, but you're on the road. You're not there.
100%. And now when I was down there too, I also met with the RNC for a little bit and I met with a conservative think tank called the Conservative Partnership Institute. Both of them were very gracious to host me, but I'm an outsider. I think that's one of the reasons that I'm able to do as well as I can as a pollster. And I think it's one of the reasons that we've been uncorrupted. But I also am learning a lot of this stuff for the first time as I see inside these organizations. And I think the Republican Party's got some problems. Like, I think it is hopelessly outclassed.
Yeah, and then you got all the white pillars that I go back to because they got mad when you came on last week. Why are you demoralizing us? That's all negative. No, you've been saying it for months. You've been proven right. So they see the interview, then they see it all appearing like magic in the news, and they summon you because, as usual, you were saying it before. We're doing this to save the country. We're not doing it to score points or have CNN play a clip of us because they'll take a clip out. Oh, look, this respected pollster says Trump's doomed. Not doomed, but that's not our fault. They cherry picked us.
Yeah. Yeah. And there wasn't a lot of questions being asked of me at the RNC. Again, nice people. I was meeting them for the first time. I didn't get the feeling that there was sweat being broken or that there was any special plan to change the way in which they do things or talk about
you
things.
You didn't feel any urgency?
No. And I actually heard them talk about the off-cycle elections, and it was like, well, it wasn't that bad. It's blue states. Everybody expected us to lose. Kicked us back into our 2012 baseline. Well, that was like Romney. You probably don't want to brag about that. Yeah, and we have the right message, and we have the right ideology, and we
so they don't even know we're in the fourth turning, total revolution.
Right, 100%. And now I went to this other conservative partnership institute. I was very impressed. These people wanted to hear my message, and I gave it to them with both barrels, the whole thing. And it's like, you are on the cusp of losing forever. You know, because of these forces and the way in which your value set isn't adapting.
Well, that's key. The Democrats and in Europe, the same with any globalist power structure, they know there's a global awakening revolution. Their only answer is censorship, control, imprisonment. So they intend, because they're unpopular and their solutions won't work, to shut us down. So we're at the crossroads of conservatives get revolutionary, realize we're in the literal fourth turning war, and put the game face on or we lose.
Yeah, I think it's that easy. And, you know, what struck me is, again, I met a lot of people down there, but really there weren't very many people who wanted to engage with me on Twitter. And my account's not huge, but it's pretty decent. Like, I could have helped these people gain a lot of following.
It's also influential.
Their content.
It's also influential. Right. So, again, it shows they're not hungry.
Not only that, they are trying to avoid being purposely controversial because they're invested in the Washington, D.C. system, which includes things like maybe someday having to be Senate confirmed. And I even think if that's like a canard, right? Because talk about the fourth turning, 60% of all of our national elected leaders are boomers, and it's probably even higher among the Republican Party. It's probably like 70%, and only 14% of them are millennials. Well, in 10 years, the number of millennials is probably going to be bigger than the number of boomers, just for like retirement and death.
Because of death.
And so the politics is going to change very rapidly, and the people who are going to be confirming you are your peers.
And young people are who, and Democrats coming over, and independents is what Trump wants, so he should be focused on them.
Yeah.
Mark Mitchell, I'm going to stay there. You said you've got new polls out. Stuff hadn't been seen yet. We're going to come back. You're going to have the floor here, and no doubt the White House will see this as well. So let's give them another briefing. In fact, I'm going to shut up when we come back because you get me going. I want to add and back you up. Just at least for 15 minutes or so, I'll ask a few questions for that. You're going to have the floor. You're going to host when we come back. And you can tell us during the break what you want us to pull up from Honest Pollster on X. We'll be right back. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at theyellowshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. It's going to be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Alex Jones. Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984-1776. We are launching the American Revolution 2.0. And at Cleveland in 2016 at the RNC, it was all over the news, a third of the T-shirts of the hundreds of thousands of people that showed up in the arena and outside had InfoWars shirts on. We were number one, hands down, biggest English-speaking program in the world at that time, not just political. And I knew that, and the Democrats didn't know it. They flipped out. The Republicans flipped out. They said, well, we know you're popular, but good God, Trump, you know, called me up. Wow, what's this? You know, come meet with us. And so they really see this, and Trump's like, hey, I'm giving you a real revolution, getting us out of the carbon taxes, securing the border, you know, basically pulling out of NATO, ignoring the WF. Yeah, that's all really revolutionary. But when all we see is you hanging out with people like Larry Ellison and folks and Bill Gates, I have my finger on the pulse. Plus, I always have the same feeling. Another dinner with Bill Gates. And you're losing massive support every time you do that. Now, people like Elon because he's seen as revolutionary, as maverick, and in many areas he is. If you want me to censor what I'm going to do or you're going to pull money from me, go fuck yourself, George Soros. I mean, look, but he's not just saying it, he's doing it. So I'll say it. And I already knew this, and I've said this since it happened 6-8 months ago when all this unfolded. But now Congressman Tim Burtz has gone public, Massey's gone public. not just Democrats, but Republican, deep state, permanent state, dark money, drove out Musk. And so what has Mark Mitchell and myself been hammering? Bring him back. Not just because he's smart and Doge was kicking ass in the energy, but people liked it. They liked the you know, Justice League look of that. And so even if Susie Wald's a good person, I'm not saying she's bad, you need to, you know, we need to see less boomers. I'm trying to be mean. My parents are boomers. We need to see less of that, and we need to see literally more of you, not just at NASCAR, but driving one. Because you're already doing the real policies. But I'm telling you, Trump, go out and fire automatic machine guns. Trump, go shoot skeet. Trump, shoot up, you know, cases of Bud Light. I'm not kidding, because it's not like the young people are dumb. They want you to not give a fuck, okay? And I'm going to just say this and go back to Mark Mitchell. This is what it's all about. And so do that. And of course, get some more indictments. People want, you know, real delivery of stuff, but that's more the middle-aged boomers and people. The young just want that because they see it as revolutionary. Like Mark said, when you start talking about your Napoleon quotes, the left all freaks out on you. People love it. Okay. People want action, action, action. So I think he got that from your meeting, where he's talking about where the Democrats are wanting to overthrow the government, and saying his lawful orders are illegal, they want a military coup. And he says, well, if you get convicted of that, you get executed. They're all misrepresenting it now. But I'm guessing the young people are going to like statements like that, Mark Mitchell. Am I right? Please continue.
Yeah, absolutely. They want their interests put first. And in their view, the system is failing them. And I can back all of that up. But yet, like, this is a problem, because there were still things like Bret Baier mentioned in the conversation. I'm like, oh, sir, everybody hates him. And it was like, oh, why? You know, he's still very focused on Fox News. And I said, well, because he stole the election from you and half of your supporters canceled cable on November 3rd, 2020. And I joked about this before the trip. I said, you know, like, maybe these problems would go away if they just pulled Barron Trump out of college and made him deputy chief of staff down there. And actually, kind of in retrospect, like, I agree with what you're saying. I also think it could be as simple as just go on Rogan again and have a discussion about it, because that was a very powerful part of the campaign. People were like, listen, Trump is willing to engage in a dialogue about the things that I'm interested in. That's really great. And I think that's one of the reasons that he basically tied among younger voters, you know, depending on which of my poll you look at. But this is a fourth turning thing again. And like what you're saying is, it's the traditional DC values of the Republican Party, who are mostly the people that surround Trump, are all of a sudden now being shattered. And I have two examples, one in polling, one of which I think tells us who these young conservatives are. The other is a fourth turning thing. And I said this back a month ago. I said, you know what? The absolute worst thing you could do with Nick Fuentes is exactly what you're doing now. You're clutching pearls. You're acting like the bad guy from Footloose. You're acting like leftists trying to cancel Tucker Carlson. And it's gotten to the point where pretty much I think most people acknowledge that it's about a coup in the Republican Party. You have Breitbart running stories about how the Bush wing is trying to reassert itself over MAGA.
Oh, no, man, I said that months ago. Through Israel, Israel sees a vacuum, Democrats in trouble. The Israel lobby with neocons is trying a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. And does Trump even know that?
Well, that didn't really come up. But I think I used it as an example in the group without Trump about how it's a harbinger of the fourth turning. I really can't remember. But we have two nights back out of three nights on updated Israel numbers. And so this isn't a published poll yet, but it's large enough to be a published poll. It's 859 U.S. likely voters. And when after October 7th, when you asked the tracking question, who do you support more, Israel or Palestine? Israel was plus 42. A month ago, in the beginning of October, it was plus 13 before all the Nick Fuentes stuff. Now it's only plus 6, and only 37% of Americans answer that question with Israel. And the age signal is appalling now. Already it was low 20s of 18 to 29-year-olds who supported Israel. It's 16% now. And even the olds went from 59 to 50.
So Israel's flatlining, and I didn't mean to interrupt you. Finish with this and then get back to the other poll. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it. They're flatlining. They're dropping across the board. It's Republicans, Democrats, and independents. They're going to lose plurality support among independents soon if these numbers continue. Only like 53% of Republicans now answer Israel to that question. Now a third of Republicans say not sure. You know, they don't want to answer Palestine, but they don't want to answer Israel anymore. And this was the most obvious thing on earth, right? You pushed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these youth to watching Nick Fuentes now. And he's out there, you know, basically completing the prophecy of the horseshoe theory of politics. And everybody's calling him a national socialist, but not understanding that there are also people on the left who are looking for people on the right to signal cooperation. Because, you know,
I gotta say, Fuentes' biggest growth is in the left, which is wild, because they want solutions too. So they love the authoritarianism.
Well, and then this gets us to what are the conservatives under 40 want? And we've talked about this on your show, how even the ones that voted Trump actually support major socialistic policies like, nationalizing major industries, like excess wealth confiscation. Well, we just did a poll that we released, I think yesterday, about artificial intelligence. And what is really wild is that the young conservatives actually would support giving up control of the government to artificial intelligence. So this question, significant advancements have been made in the field of AI and data collection, causing some to suggest that AI will take a more influential role in society. Many Americans are unhappy with the effectiveness of federal and state government officials, agencies, and politicians. If AI continues to improve, would you support a proposal to take power away from most human lawmakers and instead give an advanced AI system the authority to control major majority of public opinion decisions? So only 41% of voters under 40 support that, but it's 55% of self-ID'd conservatives and only 40% oppose that, so it's 55 to 40.
Mark, let me just stop you. I just heard like a car wreck sound in my head because I hadn't seen this poll. Now it's on screen. 55% of young conservatives want an AI dictatorship, which shows they're desperate. They're hitting any button. Mondami, Trump, Nick Fuentes, any of it. You know, some are good, some are bad, some are okay. But the point is, don't they understand it's going to be set up and programmed by elites and by humans, and the protocol can be changed at any time? I mean, that is totally insane. But that gives you an idea how reckless they are. My God, Hitler's better than an AI dictatorship.
Yeah. I mean, only 35% of independents, 55% of conservatives, a majority of Christians. Christians want this. Atheists do not. It's a desperate plea
for
order.
Christians, a majority of Christians want an AI God. That's the mark of the beast system.
It's the fourth turning. I don't know what to tell you. It's getting crazy out there. We asked about whether you wanted an AI.
So, explain to people who don't know. I know you know. Most people know, but for those that are ignorant, people on the street go, what's the fourth turning? People just explain it slowly to them. There's revolutionary periods every 78 years or so. There's mega cycles. We're in one of the mega cycles. It means the youth will now drive everything. Total change. The old system, some of it good, some of it bad. Regardless, it's getting destroyed. So now there's a revolutionary time where society goes from being basically in a hard state, they call a liquefied state, where things should be remolded now. So those of us that are smart need to be out there engaging to create the new alternatives to sell the youth on that, to sell the future, so we don't get AI dictatorship or Mondani or Adolf Hitler. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, good job explaining it. It basically boils down to supply and demand for order. So after a crisis, there's a high demand for order, and society fills that vacuum and creates institutions and values that bring people together in a cohesive environment. That's like the 40s to the 60s. And then people kind of get used to it and branch out, become more individualistic, and the institutions start to decay. And then there's this unraveling period where you see, you know, we had our 70s, 80s, and 90s with stagflation and sort of the war on drugs and, you know, this idea of us projecting democracy everywhere, like turn into regional disputes and just sort of chaos. And then it becomes the crisis phase where it's the end and the music stops and the institutions fail. And if you looked around the country, I hesitate to name a well-functioning, strong institution that uses its fiduciary duty and duty of trust to actually support its constituents or point to one that works. You know, maybe the Supreme Court, like certainly not academia, certainly not most churches.
I mean, on average, the police have problems, but on average, that's a real service. Fire department, stuff like that. So what I just got from this, and your new poll, I think, is just bombshell. I said I'd let you have the floor, but it's just so bombshell I'm interrupting. And let's put that back on screen. That you've got young people that are obsessed with Peter Thiel and AI tracking them, but the majority of them want AI to be their dictator. So it sounds like Peter Thiel knows what they actually want.
Well, yeah, and you got Elon Musk leaning into this too. And I don't know how much of this is like a commitment to AI versus a desperate plea for help. Because these people also, again, remember, gave Trump really high marks when he was ripping the government apart. And there's an aspect of like law and order and punishment they want too. The 18 to 29 year old voters is the one that's most pissed off when you explain things like Arctic Frost to them. And we've got three different signals now where they want arrests, one for Arctic Frost, one for the AutoPen scandal. Oh, they want Judge Boasberg impeached and the Obamagate stuff. Like, these people wanted arrests by more than a 2-to-1 margin. It was a 3-to-1 margin, I think, with the AutoPen scandal. This is the 18 to 29-year-olds. So normally what you would have seen before is the people who are most following the scandals just 10 or 15 years ago would have been the people watching Fox News and the 65 and older crowd. They would have run to the arrests. Well, now it's the kids. And again, this isn't ideological. Because the people who voted for Trump will, a lot of them, 35, 40, 50%, depending on which poll we did, say that they would support a Democrat socialist. And I think it's because they authentically see that democratic socialism has an answer for our problems. And it's more big government. And so I think they're at this, you know, juncture point where you have voters under 50 who are about to take control. They're evaluating all the different ideological options. They're willing to consider both parties. They have very little brand loyalty. They voted for Trump and Republicans. They'll vote for Democrats too. But it all comes down to who's going to fix their problems.
So they're up for grabs. And so you told Trump and the vice president all of this. But just recapping, since you met with him yesterday, what other advice? I agree, a fight, fight, fight party. He has to not just call Mondami a commie. They need to actually come out and explain. Even Mondami now admits he can't get everybody's stuff free. It's just ridiculous. They always just dangle. You're a smart guy, so I mean, I really want to hear this, and so does the president or everybody else. Does he put a task force together of different young leaders and smart think tank people, people like you, others? I mean, what does Trump need to do?
Yeah, I think he needs to fight, fight, fight for Americans against the system. You know, I'll keep doing the research. AmFest's coming up. There are probably going to be a lot of hot topics there where this kind of stuff will get discussed. But I mean, the window is closing. Clock's ticking. The Republican Party probably needs a lot of help if it really wants to win the election next year. I think Trump embracing them working with Trump in order to get legislative victories next year would be great. I think the Epstein thing, you know, people, not sure, I haven't measured it yet. I think people are going to be okay with that. Independent approval of Trump is going up right now. That could be one of the reasons, because Epstein was a really big thing that tanked Trump's approval rating among independents. And Rich Barris was doing some polling in, I think, Virginia, and some of the things the young people were saying is, why did this happen? Why are we not arresting people? And ultimately comes down to fairness, order and fairness. The reason people want order is because they want fairness. And this entire system has not been fair, and it's most specifically been most unfair to young men. And so they're going to be in power, like, soon, right? Like, there's going to be a handing off over the next 5 to 10 years. But already you have all these forces, these institutions, these political identities that are clinging to power. And that's why we're at the fourth turning. Society is demanding order right now, especially the youth, and they're the ones that are going to supply it and build their own political system around their values. And right now, the boomers are fighting back, and especially over things like Israel. It's obviously not all boomers, but it's these traditional long-held beliefs that American society has had. This, like, foundational myth idea.
And people like Mark Levin and Trump, but he's not so much that, but, you know, some of the people around him. But Netanyahu, they're literally boomers that are insulated and only watch Fox News, and they don't understand, like, just leave the Israel thing alone. Israel, having the neocons and the Likudniks come in and try to bully everyone is the absolute perfect worst move. And, okay, Mark Levin, you get more attention and stuff, but you literally, Israel's the most unpopular country in the world now, and I understand it's not the only issue, so I'm not out to get Israel, so I'm just saying, guys, stop it. Then they attack me as an anti-Semite and say I'm Hitler, too. It's just preposterous. They just want to fight angry old boomers. And I'm like, sorry, dude, ain't doing it.
this is the clue that the fourth turning is here. This is young people rebelling against the old tired values. And I'm sorry it's about Israel. You know, I didn't make it that way, but they fought about it and it made things worse. It objectively made things worse. Probably had something to do with the Republicans' loss in the off-cycle elections. Certainly drove a lot of people to Nick Fuentes. Now he gets more views than Ben Shapiro does on a 14 times smaller channel. And if you look at things like, I just saw a Stanford Review article that claimed that 25% of the incoming freshman class at Stanford identifies as Groypers. I don't know if that's true or not, but I mean, this is not something that you could, these people have valid grievances. You can't
and
just
the Zionist right wing, you know this is your rejection. You're being rejected as part of the power structure, and the more you do this, the more power you put into what you're doing by making yourself the center of attention and trying to hold on to power. You are going to make sure that you absolutely get destroyed. And in the process, really crazy stuff can happen when you think out second, third, fourth order. Other big issues, obviously, is immediacy. He has cut energy prices, but it's an uphill battle. I think even bigger, than the Epstein stuff and the censorship and the Israel lobby is affordability, right? That's the biggest issue.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%, but you know how our system works as well as anybody. It's allergic to deflation, and deflation is probably the best thing we could possibly have. And I just don't see, we polled on affordability. We have another poll out there, and 81% of America is still super concerned about inflation. But the one that matters to me is that we asked a question of whether grocery prices are higher or lower than they were, I think it was a year ago, it might have been 6 months, and 66% said higher, and it was only in the low teens that said lower. And so he can focus on trying to address the affordability issue, but actually being able to like lower people's groceries in a meaningful way in which he gets political credit for that, I don't have a lot of trust that that's going to happen. And so, again, that's why I think it's very important to very specifically identify what the problem is. And this is this generational wealth and power imbalance. And coming up with a plan that invests those people in the solution and fix. And understanding
the boomers benefited from the inflation. I know you know this, but for people that are new listeners or Democrats that don't understand it, or some Republican boomers, you benefited from the inflation, and now you're handing off the debt. It's very simple to the young people, and they're pissed off.
Yeah, that's it. And they're going to cling to everything, not just Israel. I think NATO is going to be up next. I think eventually the younger people throw off the yoke of NATO unless something major happens.
I agree.
I think entitlement reform is going to look a heck of a lot different in 10 or 20 years. We're probably going to have some tough questions about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. I really don't know, but all of these things were basically, the wealth of America was strip mined, and most of the wealth sits in that generation. And they're not going to be there anymore. So there's going to be a complete rebalancing of the way everything works. And
socialism
again,
works
we're
great.
Seeing the beginning now.
Absolutely. Socialism works great till you're out of other people's money. But I know you already said this five times, but it's so critical for the White House and everybody else to understand. This isn't a regular election cycle where, you fight over issues and the party, that it's in power, goes out of power and back and forth. This is the revolutionary point. Trump needs to be revolutionary, act revolutionary. And it's really that, and articulate that I am the underdog. I'm fighting the whole power structure. I've got a beachhead, but I need your help, and rally young people to help him and have groups of young people, to the White House, not just the perfect Republican, guys with their bow ties or whatever, and just get all sorts of entrepreneurs and people in and celebrate that and really get in there with the youth.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. They can have their traditional elections, and they're going to get what they saw in New Jersey, which is Jack Cittarelli improved on his 2021 performance by, 100,000 votes or whatever. He got more people to vote. They did register Republicans. They got Republicans to turn out, but he only converted 70% of Donald Trump's turnout from just a year ago, and the Democrats did way better. So the Democrats have a better machine. It's objectively better. They're turning out more of their presidential turnout in off cycles. Obviously, some of that's fraud, but that excuse doesn't work anymore unless you do something about it. Some of it's fraud, but some of it's their machine and the money they have that they're still getting, they're still laundering. And then the other is that they are embracing their youth. They have people like Mamdani. That gets people to turn out. So they're basically
the Democrats get smart and throw out all the Schumers and old people, they'll perform even better. In fact, I almost hate even saying this, that the more revolutionary they get, well, they already know it. The Democrats know this, Trump, so you guys better figure it out. Incredible interview, Mark Mitchell, amazing. Honest pollster on X, everybody should follow you. RasmussenReports.com. 30 seconds, anything else?
No, that's it. Rasmussen_poll, honest pollster. I did a bigger video about my trip to Washington, D.C. It's on my channel on YouTube. Everybody can check it out. Great to be here. Thanks so much for helping me get there. I never thought it would happen without that interview. And it's going to get crazy now, I think. So hope everybody comes and follows me.
Hey, I appreciate the listeners and folks that sent it to them. A great job, my friend. And it's heartening that the White House is concerned and listening. That's really good news. Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
All right. We got a huge guest coming up. Alex Newman, top globalist expert, is down in South America at the big New World Order World Government Confab. He's going to be joining us coming up from the center and then that big globalist event. And then Patrick Burns will be popping in with us. Remember, in studio with Big News, I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalist. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt, go get a ball cap, and then get the ultramethylene blue, get the IRC moss, and so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship, get 50% off, and you can cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe, and then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world. They call up Mark like, oh, we saw your thing on all shows. Please come up here right now. And quite frankly, I've already been invited to Mar-a-Lago in the White House a few times, but the things they invited me to are like confabs, and I'll sit there and Trump will come over and say something and pat me on the head. Trump calls. He didn't invite me to dinner, and then for whatever reason, we get set up. Me and Roger went. Roger's like, oh, yeah, okay, sir, we'll be there. And I'll let you know, Alex, Monday. Oh, dinner with Trump. Oh, you forgot to tell me. But the point is, I'm busy. I don't care. To talk to him for an hour or two, I'll go to the White House. It's not like I'm high and mighty, and I don't want to go do it. I just don't want to do it for no reason. You know, it's all of it. It's just, I was never into it, and I'm really not into it now. I'm into action, and that means being on air and talking to millions of you. That's who I want to talk to. TheAlexShowStore.com is a huge sale going on right now.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app, and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexShowStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
globalism expert, Alex Newman. There he is, outside the global UN summit. He's a live wire. He's joining us at 6 after with the incredible activity, because they're in big trouble with Trump pulling out, but they're not planning to go away. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on down there. We'll be talking to him in about 5 minutes. But Trump, in response to Democrat leaders calling for a military coup, said, well, if you do that and get convicted, you get hung. He didn't say hang them. He said that's what it is. But that's what they want is a civil war. Caroline Leavitt's live at a press conference. She just got to ask a question about it. Here it is.
So we were talking about before, earlier in this briefing, about the president's orders. You were going back and forth about what the ad said, what it could say. My first question is...
The ad?
The advertisement that the Senate Democrats were featured in. So my first question is, no matter what the order is, it could be to any administration official, military or otherwise, no matter if legal experts might think it's illegal, does the president expect those cabinet members, administration officials, to go ahead with those orders, regardless of any outside thinking?
The president expects his cabinet officials in the administration to follow the law and to demand accountability and hold people accountable for their dangerous rhetoric. And I would just add that if this were Republican members of Congress who were encouraging members of the military and members of our United States government to defy orders from the president and from the chain of command, this entire room would be up in arms. But instead, it is the other way around, and I think that's quite telling. I'm going to let you all go because the president, excuse me, the president, I appreciate the encouragement this morning, but this afternoon, but President Trump is about to meet in minutes with Israeli hostages who this administration freed.
Yeah, they keep saying the ICE and the Border Patrol and the National Guard is tyranny and illegal, and CNN, MSNBC, it's unlawful orders. The judges say that, then they get overridden. So when they say defy these illegal orders, they're saying defy legal orders, which is sedition. And that's the Podesta martial law plan that I keep harping on until your ears bleed, because it's a big deal. And now they're screaming and yelling, oh, he wants to kill us, he's going to kill us. This is when they'll pull a false flag and say, see, Trump called for us to get hung, and then some U.S. senator's house, God forbid, gets attacked. It is the left that has the history of almost all the political violence other than Oklahoma City that they staged. And if you don't know that story, it takes hours to give you the proof. Smoking gun, the most documented false flag carried out by our government ever. Israel, the USS Liberty, is completely confirmed, cut and dry. I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. All right, things are completely insane down in Brazil. When the conference started, or right before it started, a bunch of people stormed it. Now there's a fire so giant that they've had to evacuate it. Fire forces evacuation from climate summit as talks reach critical stage. COP 30 summit. Boy, I tell you, they are in a lot of trouble with their global carbon tax scam. Trump pulled out of the Paris Accords, all of it, and they are hopping pissed because they need to use the carbon tax with the AI to track and trace all your activities and tax you and manipulate your behavior. Well, look at that demonic statue they put up. Boy, these people are something else. I remember like 20 years ago at the same thing they had in Brazil, they had Prince Charles, now King Charles, as an angel from heaven. So this is truly, truly the heart of the globalist takeover plan, and it's in so much trouble. He's been to hundreds of these different globalist events, but this is one of the most important. We'll go to a break and come back with Alex Newman. But let me do this again, because I didn't plug the last segment. I just said, oh, I need your support, blah, blah, blah. No. We have the biggest sale ever in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Black Friday comes early. This runs for 1 week only. Buy one and get one free of any of the supplements. And that means you can buy a bottle of this supplement and then buy one that's even more expensive but get one free. It's not just buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss or Methylene Blue and get one free. It's whatever other supplement you want. There's also a new limited edition hat that's awesome. Black Friday came early sale. Buy one, get one free. All supplements. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. On top of it, add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. You can mix and match. Also for a limited time only, Ultramethylene Red is back in stock. Very limited supply. This offer ends next Friday. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide. Itself in Belém, Brazil last week, really the global center of the climate cult because they want to save the quote rainforest. And it's the very globalist corporations pushing all this. They're actually cutting it down. So now the people stormed it. Now giant fires have busted out all over the place. They've had to shut the conference down. Fire forces evacuation from climate summit as talks reach critical stage. Fire breaks out at COP30 climate talks. So this is emblematic of their hoax collapsing. We have Bill Gates coming out last week saying, oh, it isn't the main threat. And actually, the polar bears can swim and the ice caps didn't melt because, you know, Al Gore said over and over again they'd be gone by, you know, 8-9 years ago. Total lies to transfer power to them for global carbon taxes and a global government. And there's a few experts out there, people like William F. Jasper, and he's still very active and super smart and awesome, but kind of hand a baton to Alex Newman in many ways, because he used to be Jasper, went to all these. Now it's Alex Newman reporting on the ground from Brazil at the United Nations Annual Climate Summit. He's been to hundreds of these. No U.S. representation at the UN Climate Summit. Gavin Newsom came and self-proclaimed himself as representation. Globalists plan to push the harshest agreement yet due to U.S. involvement, lack of that. A substantial local governments in the U.S. looking to push climate tyranny locally. Yeah, that immunization. Religious angle, Pope Leo spoke at the demonic statue given by the CCP, how the UN uses indigenous people to serve as a battering ram to bring about global government. It's like they'll plant an invasive, a endangered species they'll claim somewhere to steal land. Or they'll say a salamander in Austin is endangered, and it's just a variety of a common salamander you can buy at the bait shop. Then they steal hundreds of thousands of acres. You know, from people. I mean, that's what they do. So instead of using a salamander or a bald eagle to grab stuff, they use the native tribes to do that. So Alex Newman's only here for 20 minutes. He's going to have the floor here to report from his car. I can see the smoke in the air in the background. Alex, what in the hell's going on down there? Sounds like an insane asylum.
Yeah, it totally is, Alex. Great to be with you. Thank you very much for having me. We were planning on doing this from the conference. We had a nice setup ready to go, but of course the place caught on fire near the China booth, of course. And so, everybody was evacuated. So we're now sitting out in our car. We just left. But the big story here, Alex, is that the globalists are hoping to exploit the fact that the United States government didn't send a delegation to pass what they themselves are describing as the most ambitious agreement ever. They're saying they want to create a concrete roadmap to phase out fossil fuels. They want to accelerate the wealth transfer of $1.3 trillion per year from middle-class taxpayers in the United States and the Western world to the kleptocrats of the Third World and the United Nations. And all of this, they hope they're going to get passed by consensus at this summit, assuming the venue opens up again. And what their expectation is, and they've articulated this publicly, is that even though the United States is not playing ball right now, since we're still part of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is the underlying agreement that all these subsequent agreements are built upon, whenever the next president takes place, whenever Trump, who is described as an invasive species by Gavin Newsom, is out of the picture, they'll go back to enforcing this. So we have been in communication with the State Department. They did tell us that they weren't sending anybody because they don't want to legitimize and give credence to a conference that is working to bankrupt the United States. So, you know, we understand their perspective, but the globalists are really hoping to make lemonade out of lemons here, pass a powerful agreement, and then impose it on us. Obviously, Trump still has some potential Trump cards. He could get us out of the UNFCCC altogether and just end the parade right now. now. He is public enemy number one. When the fire broke out, Alex, we were actually standing next to a statue of Donald Trump that was put there. It was an obese, fat caricature of Donald Trump standing on the backs of a skinny, skeleton-style person. And it was called King of Injustice. Apparently, Trump is the king of injustice.
Guys, here's a little guys go to X. I bet it's there. Trump, King of Injustice statue, COP 30. Oh, so that's a miniature of it.
Yeah, they were giving us miniature figurines of the statue they had. So you can see it's an obese, naked Trump. And it's really fascinating because no one will say anything bad about Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, the wannabe communist dictator of Brazil, who is openly calling for a global environmental council that would be able to enforce the UN's climate decrees on humanity. Nobody can say anything bad about him. In fact, they throw his critics in jail here. Nobody can say anything bad about Xi Jinping, the CCP dictator. Nobody can say anything bad about any of these people, but Trump is a public punching bag. I wish Americans could see the horror that is going on here. America is regarded as a pariah. All we're good for is handing over all our money. It really is a disgrace. And Alex, you said something that I want to pick up on. I want people to truly understand this because I think there's a misconception in America that because our fake media is not covering this fraud anymore, that it's not important. Folks, the climate fraud is the foundation of the entire effort to build a new world order. It's what they're using to undermine national sovereignty and then build a global political system. It's what they're using to rearrange the economy and build a global technocratic economic system. And it's what they're using to bring the religions of the world together in common cause to save Mother Earth. And all of that is on full display here. American adults, they know, they've done the polling. Less than half of Americans even believe that human activity is causing climate change. Less than one in three Americans are willing to pay a single additional dollar on their monthly electric bill to save the planet from global warming. So they know the more they talk about it in the fake media, no, it doesn't matter what they say, the more upset Americans get. They know they're beating a dead horse. And Gavin Newsom acknowledged that. He said, guys, we got to use different language. Americans don't care about this. They don't know what a carbon emission is. Where does it land? What does it look like? We have to start connecting this to things people care about, like jobs. And so what they're doing is they're just, and they've said this here, Alex, they're just going to brainwash your kids. UNESCO had a big event early on in the summit where they joined forces with the Marxist Ministry of Education here in Brazil and the OECD. They're in the process now of adding what they call climate literacy into the international standardized assessments, the international standardized academic test, so that if a government doesn't brainwash the children, and they say it openly, not just to understand climate change, but to take action. If a government doesn't do that, their children are going to look stupid on this international assessment test. So that's the heart of their strategy. But people need to understand the climate fraud, the idea that carbon dioxide, the gas we exhale, is toxic pollution and therefore must be regulated, controlled, and suppressed by the United Nations, is the heart of the push to create a new world order. They're counting on the next generation of Americans to go full speed on this as we destroy our country, destroy our economy, and pave the way for a one-world totalitarian system.
Absolutely. So it is in big trouble, but it's got BlackRock, the big corporations behind it. It's still steaming ahead in academia. There's still menialization. I remember when they were having trouble decades ago, they made Schwarzenegger, you know, the head envoy to get local governments to do it around the world. This is how they bypass things. And you see headlines, China's committed to cutting carbon. China's mad at America. China cuts no carbon, builds new coal plants every week. It's an absolute joke, literally lobbies for all of this to shut down their competition. But notice no one criticizes them at these events. It's America that's cut off so much of our energy and paid them trillions. We're still the bad guys because it's really that we're a constitutional republic. It's our model of government they're targeting.
That's 100% correct, Alex. And I want people to understand this, and you can share this with anybody. Nobody needs to get a PhD in so-called climate science to understand what's happening here. It really dawned on me in 2015. You and I did an interview in 2015. I was in Paris for the UN COP at that time, and that's when it dawned on me. You had the mass murdering dictatorship in China publicly saying, as part of the agreement, the Paris Accord, they were going to continue increasing their CO2 emissions for at least the next 15 years. Barack Obama and all the Western leaders promised they were going to be slashing the CO2 emissions of their citizens in the coming years. And, of course, that's exactly what they did through regulatory assault, through executive orders, through EPA decrees. They've been shutting down our power plants. They've been shutting down our industries. Just like Barack Obama promised, under his plan, electricity rates will skyrocket. And so if you really believed that carbon dioxide was this terrible gas, again, it's the gas of life. There's nothing wrong with CO2. In fact, this planet is starving for CO2. But if you really believed that CO2 was so bad, the worst thing in the world that you could possibly do is shut down American industry, shut down American energy, shut down American manufacturing, and ship it all to communist China, where they're building, as you pointed out, two new coal-fired power plants every single week. Their carbon footprint is over 300% the size of America's carbon footprint. So a normal person who truly believes CO2 was bad would be absolutely horrified by this so-called Paris Agreement. And instead, they're all slapping each other high fives and hugging each other, acting like they're saving the world. And that's all you need to know, Alex, to know that the ringleaders at the top of this fraud know it is a fraud. Yes, the useful idiots, you know, the rent-a-mobs, you can tell when you talk to them. They're nice. They're sweet. They really believe that CO2 is bad. But at the highest levels of this fraud, they know it's a fraud. They know there's nothing wrong with CO2. This is a pretext for, among other things, destroying the American economy, shipping all of our industry to communist China. That, but obviously, if we don't have an economy, we can't support a military. We can't support national security. Our model of government.
It's a war on self-governance and capitalism. But here's the deal, and you know this. People that don't, we need to explain it. The Club of Rome in the 60s and Limits to Growth and Paul Ehrlich and all of them said there's too many people. We want a totalitarian model. Predicted society would collapse by 2000, which they know is not true. It's meant to make people give up and not have kids and believe the world's so horrible that they're demoralized. To depopulate the West, it's part of a larger sick program. And so they're always saying the world's going to end in 10 years, like AOC and others were saying a few years ago, because it's designed to do that. But they said, we've got to do this because of the ice age. Then it was global warming. Now it's just climate change. So it's always been a fraud. They admit it's a fraud in many of the founding documents of it.
That's 100% correct, Alex. And if you go back to 1991, the first Global Revolution report out of the Club of Rome, they were trying to figure out, you know, how do we continue to justify this huge government, these massive taxes, this total regimentation of human society with the Cold War allegedly coming to a close? And they said, well, hey, the solution is simple. We need a new problem. It'll be environmental. It'll be global warming. And that way, they said in very clear language, then humanity itself is the enemy. And that is actually how many of the people here view this. You see constant images of a sick earth with a thermometer sticking out of its mouth, and then the doctor diagnoses the problem. You have humans. But you're right. The real enemy, and this needs to be one of the key takeaways for people, the real enemy is self-government, biblical principles, the American constitutional model where God gives us rights, the free market that produces so much wealth and prosperity. They're trying to move the world to the Chinese model where you're essentially a slave. You have no rights or privileges beyond what your overlords will give you. And they're basically coming out of the closet here on this now, Alex. One of the huge themes was silencing what they call misinformation. And they're openly putting a target on your back and on our back. They're saying that we're the reason that they're not making enough progress on climate change quickly enough. So they came up with an agreement. A whole bunch of governments signed on to this, that one of the top priorities needs to be silencing misinformation. They've got a point woman on this now. Her name is Charlotte Scaven or something. And she was blabbering all this week at the UN summit about the critical need to silence people who don't just question the climate. It's not even just the people now exposing the fraud of CO2 being pollution that needs to be regulated. Even if you question the so-called solutions to this fake crisis, you need to be silenced. You need to be censored. You need to be considered.
Well, yeah,
the enemy.
A lot of them call for people's arrest. And before RFK Jr. kind of woke up, remember he got asked like 6 years ago, and he said, yeah, arrest people that question it. He since backed off that, but it shows how much this has permeated. So people need to understand this is the center, the engine of their whole program. I could show you 100 books, all their treaties. It's totally totalitarian. They don't even deny it. They say we got to teach humans that we're the bad thing, that we're the cancer. So they know, people know sunshine's good, they know water's good, they know oxygen's good. Carbon dioxide sounds like monoxide, they chose that. We've gone out with men on the street, and the majority of people, when we say this hydrogen monoxide is getting into people, it's causing increased urination, it can actually kill you if you're immersed in it, and 99% of people signed a ban to hydrogen monoxide. Well, that's the scientific name for H2O, folks, water. You can also give them the scientific name for salt. Most people will sign a petition to ban it. It is as asinine to restrict CO2 as is to restrict H2O, isn't it? Oh, he just had a disconnected. His thing from Brazil cut out. Let's let's reconnect. Yeah, and then you have Extinction Rebellion and all these leftist groups that are funded to run around and block railroads and block people driving on the highway and block schools and factories and, you know, just engage in all of this bizarre behavior, teaching you that you're the bad person. And then you've got to do what Bill Gates says. You've got to do what Prince Charles, now King Charles, says. It's just asinine. Absolutely asinine and preposterous. We've got a short little video I'm going to play. We've got Alex back, and then I'll play the video after he leaves. So Alex, you heard some of my question when your connection cut off. Please continue.
Well, thanks, Alex. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting about being down here, I used to live in Brazil, so I speak the language, and we've been talking to pretty much everybody we can find, and everybody knows this is a fraud. We've talked to one Brazilian so far who actually believes that global warming caused by humans is a real threat. So everybody down here knows this is a fraud, but what they said is you can't even criticize the government here anymore without being arrested, without going to jail. So Lula is being portrayed internationally, the president of Brazil, as this kind of superhero who's saving the planet from evil Trump, from evil carbon dioxide. You're absolutely right. The ignorance of the people who fall for this stuff is astounding, to the point where they're willing to ban water, to the point where whatever the UN tells them, they will believe it. But that group of people is becoming increasingly tiny. Even here in Brazil, it's a fringe minority that believes in this stuff. And we're seeing this all over the world. I mentioned the polling in the United States. People understand. So yes, they do still have a small group of adults that buys into the lies. But the big picture is now starting to become clear, even to regular people, to waiters and to taxi drivers and to Uber drivers. They recognize that this is a fraud. And all you really have to do is think about it for a moment. How could it be that God designed a planet where carbon dioxide, which we exhale, is going to be a problem? All you have to do is know the numbers. Human emissions of CO2 make up a fraction of all the greenhouse gases, so-called, that are present naturally in the atmosphere. The idea that human contribution to the greenhouse gases, again, a fraction of a percent, is going to destroy the planet is so utterly foolish. You'd have to be brainwashed by a government school. You'd have to be indoctrinated by fake media to believe something like that. So they're losing control of the narrative. Miseducated and indoctrinated people are starting to see through the lies. And I think that's why we're seeing the incredible hysteria, Alex, on silencing misinformation, controlling the internet, banning journalists from these types of conferences. And some have been banned, including the folks over at Rebel Media. So it's really, really getting ridiculous. I agree with you, Alex, that they are in trouble. They recognize that they now have very little time if they're truly going to get this global climate regime before too many people wake up. They see the trajectory. They see millions of people tuning into the Alex Jones Show. They see millions of people recognizing that we're being deceived about everything, whether it be election fraud, whether it be carbon dioxide, all these things. They're all falling apart. So there's now a mad dash to the finish. Trump is doing, I think, a great job exposing them. I mean, the fact that he stood up at the UN General Assembly and publicly told these world leaders to their faces that this is the biggest con job in human history speaks volumes about the level of panic that we're seeing in the UN right now. If this thing unravels, nobody will believe these people ever again about anything. So they're in a mad dash to get to the finish line on this. I guarantee you they're going to try to come up with some crazy agreement. I hope Trump's people are seriously considering removing us from the UNFCCC and maybe even from the United Nations altogether through the Defund Act.
And I do encourage you. He's got operatives in his White House. I don't know this for a fact, but it's always this. He'll go, I want out of that, shut it down, so they pull out of the Paris Accord. Guaranteed. If somebody hands you the paper, that's why they're so horrified by our access. In fact, it'll happen. If he's explained, no, sir, we're still under this via this, and now we just didn't have representation, you got to pull fully out, he will sign an executive order the next day.
Yeah, and that would really be the ultimate Trump card for this. If he can get us out of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is the underlying mechanism that all these subsequent agreements are built on, the whole house of cards comes crashing down. Yes, these people will continue bloviating here. They'll continue coming up with agreements, but they won't apply to the United States of America. So the rest of the world's going to commit economic suicide while the United States prospers. Give me a break, right?
And you just went where I was going in closing. For people that don't understand why they have to have it global, like you got to have everybody take the shot globally. You got to have everybody under carbon taxes. you can't have control groups like the Amish that don't take the shots and they live to 87, you know, 10 years longer than the average person, and none of them get, you know, autism. You can't have free market Western countries that are wealthy and successful when you've got globalist, New World Order, neo-feudalistic communism under BlackRock. They have to have every country under it, and that's why they've got to have Cloward and Pivot to collapses. They are not doing this on accident. They admit it's all by design. Attack Stonehenge, attack the Mona Lisa, attack Monet's, you know, attack Van Gogh's. It's all about attack the loot. Anything beautiful, anything that's culture, they're literally saying humans are bad. Your best art is bad. They literally are a death cult. It is beyond sick.
It really is, Alex. And I think the religious component here is really critical, too. It touches right on what you're describing. A few years ago, I was in Egypt for the COP, was it 27?
Let me just interrupt. I agree with you, but it's not a component. It's the root. It's everything.
You're right. Yep. And one of the things that they really emphasized there was changing morality. They were very critical of what they called the morality and ethics that had evolved with humanity over thousands of years. Of course, they're talking about the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the things that we get from the Bible. And they were talking about the need to redefine this. And so they actually came out with a new and supposedly improved Ten Commandments. They went up to Mount Sinai and had this bizarre spectacle. Then they had, we actually interviewed the people responsible for this atrocity the next day. They told us not only did they come up with a new and improved Ten Commandments where we're supposed to, they said, serve and nurture and love this interdependent life-giving earth, where they said we have to change our inner climate, things like this. They told us they were working now on the third covenant between man and the planet. So God gave us the old covenant, the new covenant. Now the UN and friends is going to give us the third covenant, they said, to build heaven here on earth. And they're bringing all the religions of the world together. The only ones who aren't welcome, the only ones who are considered extreme and backwards are Bible-believing Christians. And they actually hold us responsible for the alleged climate crisis. They say that this biblical understanding that God put the creation here for our benefit, that we are the stewards, you know, that humans are made in the image of God and the planet is here for our benefit, that is what has caused this environmental disaster on Mother Earth. So they're using the natives, the pagan Indian tribes to bring about this goal. They're even bringing in heretical Christians. They're bringing in major Muslim groups.
To form their new religion. Here's a microcosm. UK Supreme Court just today brands Northern Ireland Christian teaching indoctrination, says that that we need to study Islam and everything else. I mean, this is literally an attack on Christianity because it is a spiritual war. God put us in charge. The globalists say, no, you're not in charge. Bureaucrats are. We're above you. Just like the founders said, no, the state's under us. We're above the state. God is above us. Whether you believe in God or not, it is that idea that the source of liberty flows from.
Amen. And if you don't have God, you don't have God-given rights, and therefore you do not have liberty. You end up in the same position that the Chinese are in. You end up in the same position they want to put the Brazilians in. Folks, this is a spiritual war. That demonic gift from the CCP to Brazil with the spirit guardian of the jaguar and the dragon.
Oh, yeah, show that demon thing. The Chi-Coms gave – show that. The Chi-Coms gave
that. That's the official – that's the official guardian spirit of this COP. It's all on display. It's a major component here. We were over there earlier today before the fire started. I want people to look at that. That is the reality that we're dealing with. Ephesians chapter 6, this is a spiritual war. We're dealing with powers and principalities. A lot of these people, the Bible says, have been taken captive by Satan to do his will. So, folks, be in prayer and then get busy.
Where's the best place to find your work?
All of our climate coverage is going to be at thenewamerican.com. So folks, go to thenewamerican.com. If you're not signed up for the daily headlines yet, get signed up. And then folks, do something with this information.
How do they follow you on X?
Alex Newman underscore JOU and New American Mag.
All right. Talk to you soon. Give us an update next week when you're back. Be safe. I should ask why the Chi-Coms blew up there.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Our medical-grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you think about it, if Kamala, who's the same basic thing, grossly incompetent, he was incompetent, they're all incompetent because their policies are incompetent. Open borders, men playing in women's sports, transgender for everybody. I mean, they got the worst policy. I don't talk about it too much because if I talk about it, they might change. So, no, I don't talk about it. I tell people, don't talk about it. Wait till 2 weeks before the election and hit the hell out of them. Right? We talked about that, right, Elon? He said, we wait 2 weeks before. It's almost like you're in a war. Don't shoot yet. Don't shoot. Hold your fire. The enemy's rushing. Hold your fire. Don't shoot. Okay, now you can go. 2 weeks before. But I watched a guy the other day, a congressman, fighting for men playing in women's sports. And the new weightlifting record for a certain weight was just set. The man was 119 pounds higher than a woman champion who was a phenomenal champion. Beat her by 119, and he was an average lifter prior to transitioning. A lot of the Saudis are sitting here saying, what the hell is he talking about transition? They don't do, Yasser, they don't do a lot of transitioning. They're sitting here, the Saudis are saying, what is he talking about? They're saying, what do you mean women are playing against men? No, that doesn't happen, does it? Yeah, it does. These people are crazy.
I have said thousands of times, and I have said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him. Please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes. It's all on purpose. They hate America. They're Satanists. They want to bring us down. It's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth. And when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're so incompetent. Yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. On purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
Because they love rubbing it in. Well, of course now San Francisco's had crime growing out 98% in the last month, and it's totally clean. Yeah, we could have done it all along. But we ain't doing it for you, you dumb sacks of garbage. If the globalists are successful and we're in a giant collapse depression and you leftists are starving to death later, just remember you and your bosses did this. We're going back to feudalism, which is the most common political system in history, where the elites all over the world, whether it was in Africa or Asia or Europe or Mesoamerica, they kept people starving and under control and super poor so that they could never move out of that lower slave class. And America has been about getting rid of that. Doesn't mean we've been perfect, but damn it, we've done the best job. And they want to flush that down the toilet. Ooh, ah! And they're close to crashing the whole thing. And it's going to crash the whole world economy with 9 billion people. And all the actuaries are clear. War, carnage. I mean, it's just going to be hell, whole world. And the globalists said they're engineering it. And they believe they'll bring in their world government through that. But a lot of experts went, no, actually, you're all going to get destroyed too. That's why a lot of elites said, pull back, it's too crazy, don't do it. Exactly. Even if you're evil and agree with the plan, it won't work. It's over. Disengage it now. It may already be too late. Trump's trying to save us, but you won't get out of the way. With us for the next hour and 20 minutes. He was here for just about 45 minutes Tuesday. He was gracious enough to come back while he's visiting Texas, Patrick Byrne. Now, I knew who Patrick was when he, you know, owned Overstock and a bunch of other stuff. I knew who he was decades ago. But then building up into the 2020 election, you know, he was very active, warning about stuff that was going on, their plans for election fraud, Venezuela being involved. And I knew it was credible, and then I really always respected General Flynn, and he was saying, you know, you were a super important guy, so I got a chance to meet you.
Do you remember I was there the day you met him when you came up to him in a crowd? I was there right behind.
Yeah.
We didn't know if you were coming out because we didn't know what was happening.
Like, I didn't know my body language was like a mean guy.
We were friendly as hell, but.
My body language was mean?
Not body language, but you have this way of charging in and taking all the oxygen out of it. And then we were outside and you still, and so we didn't know, but it was great. And you guys ended up being like talking 5 minutes and getting along great.
Well, cause everybody kind of, I'm not saying Flynn's a tough guy. I didn't mean it weird. I was honest. Everybody kind of turns around like Darth Vader had entered because we're like the VIP section. section of that big Christian, you know, like half a million people there in D.C., and everybody turned around like Darth Vader had blown open the door in the first scene in Star Wars. And I was like, what? Is everybody afraid or something? I didn't know my body language was like that.
It wasn't your body language, but it's your energy, and you were an unknown quantity to some of us back then. I mean, of course, I knew of you, but you were super instrumental in this revolution or stopping this Bolshevik people.
And I've been heavily demonized. So it's the first time I'm meeting you guys behind the stage with 500,000 people, and all of a sudden, I guess, you know, here's Alex Jones.
And now we get that you were right about everything 15 years earlier.
Flynn is a true hero and amazing painter. My point is, I loved him long before I got to know him. I knew he was super smart and a true general's general and predicted China would double-cross the globals, all the rest of it. But I wanted you back on the Democrats, their plans for a violent civil war backed by Venezuela. Now it's come to a head with them calling for a military coup against Trump. He's rightly responded, saying, so you actually do that, you'll get hung. That's what George Washington or somebody like Abraham Lincoln would do. He wasn't threatening him. He said, you'd get a trial. I want to hit that. But instead, you come in, and I know you've been over in Israel a lot, done a lot of intelligence work. It's now been declassified partially. You've done intelligence work for the U.S. government. General Flynn has attested to that back when he was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Got a new book out with his preface about that, and you're not bragging about it. You're just now willing to go public about
the worst thing in my life. I thought I would die with it, and 50 years from now it would come out. But
it's we're gonna get to that. But then you sprung it on me, and I'm like trying to get you here live on air, but you're briefing me. You're not anti-Israel, but you, and I know you're right with what you told me, you're about to take us to the bottom of the rabbit hole on Epstein and why all this is happening. First, we're going to do that. So, Patrick Byrne, the Israel deep state and its relation to October 7th, the Israeli deep state, its relation to the American deep state, how it ties into Epstein and so much more. So, Patrick, this is huge. Let's get into it.
So great, Alex. Thank you. And thank you, and always great to be on with you. I mean it. I've come to appreciate what a tremendous contribution you've made to America. Yeah, one thing these are. So first, as I'm fond of saying, I majored in Catholic and I minored in Jew. I love Israel. I've got nothing against. So this is just a straight up shame that you can't talk about these things without any of the accusations being thrown. One is, you see the story, Jeff, what you need to understand is Israel has a deep state just like we do. And I'm going to be talking about Israeli deep state and its politics and its connection to our deep state. I'm going to drop a bomb on you if I can get through this. One of them is Jeffrey Epstein. It was all involved with Israeli politics around a guy named, yeah, can you pull that up?
Yeah, we are. We'll pull it up. Keep going.
Around a guy named Ehud Barak. That's the name we got. I'm not going to throw too many names at you, but Ehud Barak is the Obama he's the super woke guy over there. And Epstein has been, thank you. Epstein, here's another one. Epstein money has been finding the equivalent of Antifa in Israel. So what's really going on in Israel?
That's their brown shirts.
That's their, they call them black flags. They recently switched to the Kaplan Force, but that's their brown shirts, their black shirts. It's, so Jeffrey Epstein, and get this, you know who Wexner is?
He's the real backer of Epstein.
Do you know that he's paying for the education of all kinds of Israeli high-level bureaucrats? They come over, they get an MPA at Harvard, they get super, Harvard is the capital.
Main brainwashing center.
They go home. So the whole upper bureaucracy of Israel are a bunch of woke people trained at Harvard by Epstein's partner, paid for by, so there's this thing called the Wexner Institute that brings over all these.
And by the way, that finally hit mainstream news today. Harvard's ties to Epstein go far beyond Larry Summers.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to take. So that's one thing you need. There is this Israeli deep state that's just as evil as our deep state, and they hate Netanyahu. And what their big problem is, do you know that Israel lives under what Jefferson would call a judicial tyranny? Do you know how?
Yeah, the Supreme Court.
Their Supreme Court. There's a joke among Jews. You put two Jews in a room, you get three opinions. They weren't able to form a constitution when they formed Israel. They don't have a constitution.
And that's just like Jefferson, as you astutely said, as the third president, got challenged by Adams setting up a judicial tyranny, not the Supreme Court, but the Article III judges. He then passed the Judiciary Act to abolish them. So people don't understand, everything below the Supreme Court is not co-equal in the branches of government, is under Congress.
Mm, correct. Good for you. I love it. So, but in Israel,
it's not.
The Supreme Court has, they don't have a constitution, they have a basic law, and the basic law says in its opening, we're a Jewish country with democratic values and everyone has a right to dignity. So the Supreme Court strikes down any Israeli law it wants, claiming it seems unreasonable, it conflicts with the basic principles of Israel. So people in Israel, especially the people that Bibi is like Trump, and the kinds of people who are out from the workers, the taxi drivers, the MAGA people of Israel, they wanted some solution that right now there and for decades, they work through all the political process, they get laws passed, and then you've got a bunch of snobs on the Supreme Court who say, well, that just doesn't pass, and they don't even have to explain why. Here's the other thing. There's been 88 Supreme Court justices in Israel history. 87 of them have been Ashkenazi. You know what that is?
It's the Russian Jews.
Well, it's the
Polish.
Yeah. It's
the white Jews. But expanding on this, I want to say everything you're saying is true.
Too.
A lot of the people that have been programmed to hate Netanyahu, and I got big issues with him, are going to say, oh, this is some defense of Netanyahu. No, it's a fact that Ehud Barak, the prime minister, was running Epstein. It's a fact that they were both against Netanyahu. The Supreme Court faction backed by the Rothschilds and all of that is real. It is true that Netanyahu with the right wing, as they call it, is the rebel over there, is what you're saying.
Correct. And tell me if this sounds familiar. So Netanyahu in March 23 comes out and he tries to get 5 reforms made to this law against to this system against this. So
he tries to reform the Supreme Court dictatorship.
And the Israeli deep state freaks out. And look what happens in March of 23. Dozens of ex-security chiefs. Oh, this was actually July. Dozens of security chiefs in Israel basically called on the military to start ignoring Netanyahu's orders,
which they just did to Trump.
And then
October 7th. And that's what I was told
the case where the playbook we're being run through is right out of Israel. That's why I'm going into what happened to Israel. So they said that.
By the way, you didn't tell me all this before we went on air. You just said the basics. Notice we're finishing each other's sentences because we both have knowledge. So many people online are going to say, oh my God, you're covering up Netanyahu. No, we're giving
who
the factions are.
Exactly.
This is not debated.
Israel, the Jews aren't one thing. Israel isn't one thing. Just like America has a deep state. So he backed down then, but then he gets to July, August 2023, and he's saying, we're just going to do one of my 5 reforms. Get this, the Supreme Court of Israel picks their own successors. So you get a bunch of contingent Jackson.
So it's literally, it's like a hereditary dictatorship.
Not
like Kim Jong-un, but I mean,
you get a woke Supreme Court, and they just keep picking more.
It's more like a Politburo.
Yeah.
Because if you pick your successor.
Yeah. Or they get to veto any successor. It's a little committee. So he wanted to do things like say, let's have the parliament pick successors. No. So it's things like this.
Why not elect them then?
Well, that's what he was saying. But they were saying, no, it's got to be a little committee that's going to pick them and that reports to the Supreme Court. They effectively pick them. And so he was trying to just get that one little reform pass. This is a woman. Now we're going to go into Shikma Bressler. Shikma Bressler is the wife of a big shot, shot in intelligence in Israel. She went, and this is where we're getting directly into October 7th and then our story. She goes public and saying, I speak for 1,200 people across
She's got the commie fist.
Yeah. Oh, she's a commie. And she's married to a commie at the top of their FBI, Shin Bet. And she's one of the top guys. And she goes forward and says, I'm speaking for 1,200 people that you will lose your army, you will lose your intelligence services, Netanyahu, if you go forward with this reform. That's in August. 6 weeks later, he goes blind. Just as she had said, if you go forward with this, I'm speaking for all these intelligence people. We're going to leave you blind, Netanyahu. Well, 6 weeks later, this crazy thing happened. So I've been watching your shows. We were talking about, obviously, October 7th had an inside job element. It was allowed to happen. But people are jumping from that to the inference that it was Bibi Netanyahu that let it happen. I don't think...
Well, General Flynn has said either Netanyahu or the intelligence agencies did a stand down. Remember, Netanyahu, right after it happened, accused the intelligence heads. They had a big fight. He said, fine, we'll investigate after the war. But he has accused them of it.
Oh, yes. And there has been an inquest. And it's now no longer disputed in Israel that there was a meeting that evening on the 6th between the intelligence and the chief of staff and the and they decided, they looked at the intelligence. They said it's not serious enough to warn Bibi about. So there's no question he wasn't warned. But I think they gave the stand down order, not Bibi. And so what's going on? They were trying to present Bibi with, so that's really what's going on with
the let's go even higher level. I want you to finish. I have big problems with Netanyahu and the neocons and the warmongerings. Let's be clear. But the deeper Israeli state, merged with the old establishment CIA and its leftist ideology is the senior. And so much of these attacks on Netanyahu and Israel have been authorized through the CIA with the establishment in Israel to get rid of Netanyahu because they can't.
Correct. And all through Biden's term, did you know Biden?
I mean, when has it ever been okay to do all this attacking, folks? It's being pushed there on purpose. I mean, anybody can see that.
We've been funding, during Biden and Anthony Blinken funded the Antifa of Israel that's fighting against Netanyahu. We have been funding their version of Antifa. Our State Department, our NGOs, and of course Soros. We are funding the NGOs of Israel to take down big, and it was all, and here's the other really weird thing you need to know. There's one, I gave you an emblem of a company called Paragon. Ehud Barak, they started this Israeli intelligence cyber company.
By the way, it's on record that Biden and them funneled billions to attack Netanyahu.
Oh, yeah. We've been funding U.S. taxpayer dollar to the Antifa of Israel to overthrow in this color revolution.
And I want to be clear, I'm not endorsing Netanyahu, but everything that Patrick Byrd's saying is on record for informed people.
Yes.
I bet from all the anti-Israel folks and the pro-Israel folks and those in between, you've never heard any of this. This is how things actually work.
Yeah,
we're just showing you under the hood.
I don't give a damn about the facts. This is the facts. We've been doing that. So Netanyahu's enemies in Israel are our, but, so now we get to this. So then they let October 7th happen. I think they were creating for him the Kobayashi Maru of Star Trek.
Impossible scenario.
Yes. And either you don't respond and he looks weak, it destroys him, or he does respond, he looks like a genocidal maniac. Because the way Hamas set themselves up underground, there's no way we're
and they clearly made inside deals to the globalists.
Yeah. So, but you have it right. This is all globalists. There are globalists in Israel who want to overthrow Israel, just like the same globalists want to overthrow Europe and want to overthrow the United States. They're all in cahoots, which gets us to Paragon. There's this Israeli security company that's really owned and backed by Anthony Blinken. You know who Avril Haines is? Mm-hmm. These kinds of, Jake Sullivan, the mm-hmm. national, these people are like all in stockholders on the board of all this thing that's called Paragon. Biden comes to power, he gave it a monopoly by destroying all of its competitors in Israel. And how he did that, there's this Canadian NGO called Citizens Lab would write reports saying these people don't respect human rights. And so Biden essentially gave...
Yeah, they use regulators to give it to who they want.
And the regulators were Avril Haines and the guys at the top of the Biden regime who owned the competitor who got the monopoly. So it was...
And Christine Amanpour is connected, that she does the reports, yeah. Exposing the bad companies.
And who's behind Citizens Lab, this NGO? George Soros. Mm-hmm. So this is... So George Soros, people have to understand, just like what Soros is doing to us and these people, they've been doing to Israel too.
And what you're doing is you're exposing the game.
I'm exposing the game. And then we get to, here's the bombshell I'm going to drop on you. We have films. I've mentioned this briefly before, but in 2020, there were all kinds of Zoom calls being held in our country between typical Zoom calls. They have, say, 400 Antifa and BLM chapter leaders and activist cell leaders and about 30 people from the federal government. There were people inside the federal government talking and teaching. And I think I may have sent a picture or two. Oh, yeah. Some pictures of what these Zoom calls look like. I just sent them in later. And it's federal people inside this Department of Labor, inside Department of Agriculture, inside State Department, teaching Antifa and BLM how to run the color revolution. And occasionally...
That's huge. You guys pull that up.
Occasionally,
yeah, there it is. Here you go.
These kinds of calls, a guide for federal workers, democracy defense, October 28th. This was how, when Trump tries to run a coup, they had already decided he was going to run a coup in 2020. This is how we're going to have our color revolution.
Well, this is the Podesta plan. They said, if he wins, we say it's illegitimate, he's a dictator.
Correct.
He's a seed, have violence. And when he was about to win this time, they said, we're going with the Podesta plan, and now they're doing it. And so that segues into 100% U.S. senators, intelligence people, Congresspeople saying he's giving unlawful orders, overthrow him, coup. He says, hey, I'm not giving unlawful orders.
It's just like what they did in Israel here.
So the lie is that he's giving unlawful orders. The courts have said they're lawful. They're like milquetoast for what we need. And so they're trying to set this up. So what's the last ingredient to that?
The last thing you need to know is in those Zoom calls I'm talking about with 30 federal workers, there were our deep state was in these calls. There's actually about 1,000 we have.
Oh, we know the State Department through Soros runs Antifa.
And they're still in the government. 1,000 feds who took part in this are still in the government. We know who they are. But here's the big punchline. In those calls, occasionally Israeli deep state showed up. Ehud Barak kind of people, they showed up and they are leading the calls with our federal people. And I would say our federal people kind of show deference to the Israeli deep state people. In other words, everything we've gone through in the last 5 years that our deep state has engineered, they're pulled the strings. They're kind of having the pulled strings pulled on them, or at least there's a close collaboration.
And the left is successfully exposing the right wing in Israel's influence of the government, which goes on. But they do not want the fact that the dominant thing is the left wing.
That's correct.
So you're exposing the Harvard, ultra, Rothschild, Ehud Barak, Clinton, Obama, deep state Israel, using a foreign government, just like using the UK for fake intelligence on Trump, the Steele dossier, using Israel as a foreign command and control node over this.
And that, correct. And that's quite different than, you know, AIPAC. There's AIPAC. There's also Qatar. There's Saudi Arabia, China. They all spread
money. That's open lobbying.
They all spread money around DC. Yeah, AIPAC has some special rules. They all do open lobbying. But what we're talking about,
this is brown shirt terror.
This is brown shirt. This is revolutionary being driven. It was being driven. I know this.
And the movies, one battle after another, civil war, all lionizing the very groups.
Correct. And just like happens in Israel, but the key thing to know is that not only were our federal people involved in this, there were Israeli deep state actors in these calls giving direction to our anti-BLM.
So in 2020, you got Israel
and our deep state.
Israel helping command the Antifa.
But let's not say Israel, because that's too broad.
A leftist arm.
Netanyahu's enemies within Israel were actually hand in hand with our deep state.
Oh, but I know, but I have to explain that. People are like, oh, Netanyahu is behind Epstein. I'm like, it's Ehud Barak. And they go, why are you covering up for the Jews? And I'm like, grow up, people. It's just another powerful government.
Correct. You had to be more granular. Epstein was giving money to Ehud Barak. Here's an article about...
Well, look at all the emails coming out. It's him constantly trying to get Trump, talking to congresswomen, feeding her questions live in committee. He's literally a Democrat operative.
Exactly. Epstein emails have come out showing he was involved in Ehud Barak's 2019 challenge. So Wexner and Epstein, two names we know from this other terrible scandal, are actually deeply involved with the Israeli deep state. So it's all the same pack of Soros, Epstein, all this same people trying to overthrow the American Republic.
And you got Wiener and Emma Abedin and Hillary, who are really at one level above Epstein with all the feeding going on.
Yeah, Epstein was, I have information, I mentioned, they offered me to be Epstein 2.0 after I turned him down, and because I knew that when Epstein sent me this hard invitation, like a couple times people crossed my paths, and Jeffrey was talking to me, Patrick, he really wants it. I knew it was all to set me up, so I didn't go, but I knew they were setting me up to keep me quiet about the secrets that I ended up just coming out with last year.
Well, let's talk about your new best-selling book when we come back.
Okay.
But folks, this is all dead on.
But don't you find it interesting that the Israeli people, American MAGA is getting mad at Israel? Maybe, yeah, I'm like you. There's some things I didn't like.
Oh, let's come back. It's a hard break.
It's the Israeli deep state we need.
Back in 2 minutes.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Burns here with us the rest of the hour. We could have him in here for 10 hours. And I can tell you, I didn't know he was coming in here with us because I wanted to get back into the Democrats and their plan to overthrow the government. But this ties into that. And then I can tell you, everything he's saying I know is true. But it's all true. And it's not an apology for Netanyahu. I got big problems with. Well, everybody's obsessing over Israel is one monolith. You have the main Rothschild Democrat Party Harvard Mafia that is really the one of the main embedded groups. And it's been declassified, using that to attack Netanyahu. And so you can say, well, you know, great, let them all, whatever. But this is real thinking here. So you were explaining, like I said, there's three factions, right. Three big ones in Israel. You said, absolutely right. You named them perfectly for my own mind. We're simpatico because it's the facts. For people that don't understand Israel, give them the three factions.
Well, and I think of it as for Israel, the BB and the deep state faction of Ehud Barak. For the U.S., I think of three factions. There's the what they call reform Jews, who a lot of Jews don't even consider Jews. They get together on Saturday and they plot social justice activities. The American conservative Jews are the people that I grew up with, and they seem normal and they're wonderful and they're great. You get to the Orthodox, and there are, and by the way, the reform, when you get really reformed, they hate Gentiles. I'm just going to say it. I grew up in academia. I had all these, half my great professors were Jewish. I picked up over time, they hate Gentiles. The left-wing Jews hate Gentiles. On the Orthodox side, some of them are great.
Well, they're allied with the Muslims.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. They hate us so much, they'll ally with Muslims to overthrow us, because that's how much they hate
us. And all these right-wingers are like, hey, let's get the Jews and Netanyahu. And I'm like, you're allied with people that actually hate you.
Alex, are actually right. The people saying that are absolutely wrong. We got to see, and I'm not apologizing one way or the other for Bibi. I think that Israel had to do something after October.
The point 7th. Is, you need to know the lay of the land.
You need to know the lay of the land. And in Israel, there's two factions to pay attention to. It's the Ehud Barak and Bibi. And I think that what Trump has just done, is just doing over there, is such genius. If he gets this built, this new infrastructure built in the Middle East, America doesn't have to go fight wars. If we have Saudi and UAE and Qatar and Israel together, the main event is to keep Iran out. Iran is China's puppet.
And we do it with development, and then, like you were telling me this, I agree.
Let them keep
Bannon, and then say, oh, Christians get a homeland too. Make that Gaza.
Yes.
And that'll stabilize it.
Correct.
You know, and Muslims can be there too. But
let the Muslims go to, you know, in the Ottomans, that's how Lebanon was. Lebanon was a place for Christians could live safely in the Middle East under the Ottomans. They wanted such a place. Lebanon, I've been going there for 30 years. Lebanon's amazing. Was largely destroyed it went from 60% Christian, and everything worked and everyone was respected, to once it became heavily dominated by Hezbollah, it's another Muslim shithole. Pardon me. But Gaza, you could make that. I hear Bannon's out today recommending make Gaza the new Christian kingdom. And that would actually work, and let the Muslims do what they want with Lebanon and Syria. I think you would have in time that people would want to be joining up with Israel, like the Druze in Syria are now trying to join Israel. You would have Gaza, if it was Christians, they'd be wanting to join in eventually to Israel. But it's not the whole multicultural thing. That experiment is run its course in the Middle East. It's not working. It didn't work in Lebanon.
So you get a Druze Christian area in southern Lebanon, and then the rest is Muslim up to Syria, and then Gaza becomes Christian. I mean,
Gaza becomes Christian, and maybe ask the Christians of Lebanon go to Gaza, and ask the Muslims of Gaza to go to Lebanon. I know that humans aren't supposed to be chessboard pieces moving around, but we're in kind of an uncharted territory at the moment.
Well, that's what's always happened in that area, though.
Yeah. And with enough money, with enough money from Qatar and Saudi Arabia, they could.
But when you read the Old Testament, that's all that's going on.
Oh, yeah. 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 So that's the Israeli deep state and its relation to October 7th. So you can't jump from the correct observation. Flynn's correct that someone gave a stand down order to assuming that was Bibi. It's strong evidence it was Bibi's opponents trying to put it. And then in addition, that same deep state is two butts in one pair of underwear with our deep state, and we're absolutely involved with our color revolution and with the BLM.
Well, let's talk about what's about to happen in America in 60 seconds. Stay with us, Patrick Byrne, and your new book.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
From the new book, forwarded by General Michael T. Flynn, Danger Close, Domestic Extremist Number 1, Comes Clean, Patrick Byrne, prefaced by Maria
Butina.
This is what General Flynn, and it's also the audiobook that he read. It says, through my work as a senior intelligence officer in the world of national security and special operations, I've known about the courageous work of Patrick Byrne has been directed to do on behalf of the United States government. And then he goes, through the fact that it'll remain secret forever. But so that's why you're here.
That's because I know I sound like a nut job coming out of the woodwork and saying, well, I'm a CEO, but I also know about this other stuff. Everyone's thought of it.
Well, for people who don't know intelligence, that's who the real operatives are, is CEOs and
it works different than people think out there. It does. So there we've covered Israel deep state and its ties to what we're going through. Now, what
a mirror of the U.S.
Mirror of the U.S.
So let's talk about
just like what they're doing now to
guys get that video that pissed Trump off so much. We started the show with yesterday before it was big news, obviously, because we're in the zeitgeist. You have senators, members of the House. Trump's giving you illegal orders, which has been proven he's not. So they lie. Rise up in the intelligence agencies in the military and stop him. And we know they've been trying to plan coups.
Yep.
And so Trump says, hey,
this is the playbook they've been running on Bibi. They're now doing on Trump.
Yes. And in his first post on X about this, Truth Social, Trump said, if you keep doing this and you get arrested and convicted, you could be hung. They all spun it to say, I'm just going to hang you. No, he's saying what you're doing is trying to get a military coup. That is the real treason. Here it is.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
you can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you. We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
So rats don't leave the sinking ship. Everything they've said he's doing illegal because their surrogates do it. CNN, you name it.
Well, what do you say if they answer, look, we're just telling you the law. The law is you don't follow illegal orders. Agreed, they're clearly, they're subordinating it, but their response is going to be, look, we're just telling people that you're not supposed to follow illegal orders. It's kind of hard to convict someone for that.
Sure, but I'm saying all the surrogates say he's doing it. No, I agree. The point is they're trying to nudge this into there.
Can I give them a response, the people who made that video?
Yeah, please, look at them right there.
I'd actually like to respond to the enlisted people in the United States military and the good patriotic officers who remember their constitutional oath. If any woke people like this are whispering in the ears of your generals to try to get you not to follow the Constitution, the rules of the president, legal rules given by the president, please just execute those generals on the spot. You enlisted, any of your officers try to get you to be persuaded like that, execute them on the spot. They're the traitors. And so,
by the way, you're telling me with your knowledge, until about the 70s, they taught enlisted that if you see the president giving an order, and then a general by themselves is doing something, boom, because they're worried about infiltrators. So the point is, that's where we're at in their color revolution. They admit, rats, don't leave the sinking ship, we're sinking. They're implying Trump's giving illegal orders. But the point is, we've now gotten into this area of maximum danger of them now false flagging Democrat representatives and claiming Trump supporters did it.
Oh yeah, that's what they're setting things up. That they're gonna do something violent, and then say it was us, and then tell the military, if you really believe in the Constitution, you should not take part in this administration. And they're gonna try to split this administration apart like they tried to do to Bibi 2 years ago.
So what does Trump need to do?
Well, one thing is we should reinforce to the enlisted people, anyone doing that is the traitor, and you should be realizing they're the violation of the Constitution. And if you execute those officers on the spot, I'm sure that the Trump administration will overlook it.
Well, you'll probably get promoted.
Yeah, they should be. That's how they should. Not any officer. I mean, any officer encouraging you to disobey your constitutional duties.
Now, let's be clear. The Border Patrol and ICE arresting illegal aliens with huge rap sheets. Remember, they said those were unconstitutional orders. It's all been overturned. So the point is they're trying to sow doubt ahead of them launching a color revolution, which they admit they're doing in the Podesta plan.
Yeah, they're going to lose this because at this point, we know who all of they are the patriots, the militias know who all these lefties are. They know who all their associates are, and they're all being tracked. And I think they're the last people who should want a war to break out, because I think that at this point, the Trump side and the MAGA side is much more ready.
Oh, I agree. I'm telling the left, don't do this. I mean, we're winning this peacefully, but they're desperate. Patrick, how do you see them trying to trigger something? Because, I mean, to have them out saying things like this, it's not just this, they're everywhere saying, oh, he's illegal, do something. What are they trying to get people in the military to do?
Well, they're trying to reframe everything that's happening. With them, everything's gaslighting and projection. They're the guys who hate the Constitution because they're social justice warriors. They have great big visions of the world, and they see this Constitution as a set of handcuffs. So they've been against it for 100 years. That's the essence of progressivism. They want to frame what Trump... We're living through a Bolshevik revolution. Trump, to stop it, has to do something muscular. They are trying to, ahead of time, reframe anything muscular he does as, oh, look, he's the...
I agree. Totally right. They know the regular response of a George Washington or Andrew Jackson or Abraham Lincoln would be muscular, because this is a real threat. This isn't free speech. This is an attempted overthrow. So they know the only thing that checkmates them is dramatic action. So they demonize the one move they know is victory.
Right.
And so then how does he walk that tightrope and do it properly?
Well, I think, and this is something Flynn taught me, the truth is worth dozens of army divisions. There's so much truth he could bring out.
He needs to go out front and address the public.
He go, well, or let other people, let let Tulsi come forward and present some things. So many people can't even listen to what he's saying when they see him on television. They're so deranged. Let Tulsi, let Vance, let somebody like that present neutrally to the public what they have. And I know
the Democrats are writing white papers and official Democrat battle plans, Podesta, and movies about civil war. The military joins them and they kill the Trump figure. I mean, they're literally foaming at the mouth, calling for violence. He just says, hey, you could get hung for that if you do it. And they're like, oh God, you're starting, you know. So yeah, how do you respond to that? But not escalate.
Well, he's also got to move hard in the DOJ. He's been blocked by a guy named Todd Blanche, who I know he likes, but so much of this is happening because Pam Bondi essentially abdicated her job like Jeff Sessions did. And
that's what I've been told by a lot of sources.
Todd, number two, is running it. He's a Democrat until January of last year. And he's operating on, let's see how much we can slow everything down. He's the guy. So Trump orders Tina to be brought out. He could have Tina Peters out today. Legally, he could have him out today in a federal protection program. Instead, the guy, he's temporized.
She's a witness to fraud.
She's a witness.
So you have the Soros leader in Colorado leaks publicly the codes. She exposes it. She goes to jail.
Yep. And what people are going to learn is when they understand that we really do have everything about 2020, we know what happened. Tina's information was very key to that. So the woman who put herself on the line, and she wasn't even a diehard Trumpian when this started, but she was 6 months into 2021 before she
said, let me see. She was the official. She went and plugged in and saw the fraud. Right. Like, oh God, here it is.
She realized, and so she kept it.
I mean, if the head election official can't expose fraud, who can?
Yeah. They want to go after, so the same kinds of elements have a group. I talked about it the other day on you something, States United Democracy something. And they have another think tank. I talked about it on your show 2 days ago where they were all lined up. So anybody who any lawyer on our side who tried to look into anything, they were all hit, you know, with their lawfare attacks.
Oh, when Trump got reelected, in November last year, remember, all the usual suspects, the top Democrat lawyers said, any lawyer working for Trump or helping him, we're going to take your license and put you in jail later.
They're going to try to hang everybody for treason. We know that the law offices that Trump cut off in D.C., they're spending their time. We have people inside who are letting us know. They're spending their time running up indictments on all of us. You know, I was told after Biden came to power, January 20th, 2021, somebody in the U.S. government told me, Patrick, Antifa has a list of 700 people on it that have no future in the United States. And they're all going to be asked to leave. But there's a dozen of them who have a gold star and they get killed. And you're one of the gold stars. You probably got a gold star too, Alex. But 700 people, if Antifa's revolution had been successful, 700 Americans who were probably guys, you know, recognizable names on our side who pushed back at all would all have been gone into exile. Maybe somebody, you know, Trump has given a nice offer, I hear, it's that Maduro and his team can leave and not face prosecution and live out their days in comfort somewhere. Maybe these Bolsheviks we're fighting here, the Jake Sullivan, the Avril Haines, all the Biden, Obama crowd, maybe they should be given an offer. They can leave with their money. If it was worth avoiding a civil war.
No, that's always the smart move.
Would you
move.
Agree to let these guys leave?
I would, yeah.
Yeah. You're not that vindictive. I would.
Well, no, I mean, the Romans did it. The Greeks did it. Every group did it to not have the, we did it with Napoleon. You always give them an offer to stop the bloodshed. You're like, we're going to win, but if you drag it out, it's going to be hurtful for everybody, the general public. So we're going to send you, you know, into absentia, basically.
Yeah, works. So I would support something like that. But
how do you see it unfolding? Because I don't see them giving up.
They're not. What Trump has to do is bring the truth out. Bring the truth out about Venezuela. They could do it in an hour. You know, the president has the right to take over the airwaves anytime he wants. Take over the airwaves for 2 hours. Have not him because 45% of the country can't listen to any word that comes out of his mouth. They can't crack it. Have somebody that is like JD, like Tulsi, present what they know, and I know what they know, present that, and the Americans will be clamoring for something muscular.
And let's be clear.
Why haven't you done anything?
The president has these powers as the only person popularized in the country, and then it got expanded by the left over the years as they weakened the president themselves, but one of the powers of the president, the bureaucracy. That's why they're so scared that Trump could use these powers right now.
Yes. Well, hoist on their own petard. Trump has all the power. This is something that I know, I don't want to speak for General Flynn, but something that I know frustrates him when we talk, and it has been this way since December 18th, 2020, is he says Trump's people don't make clear to him all his options and all his real powers. He has extraordinary powers that could handle this quickly, but he doesn't have enough people. He has lawyers within him.
But remember, Trump said 6 months ago, over at Mar-a-Lago, when he gave Flynn an award, I was invited to the event, I should have gone. He's like, Flynn's so great, I tried to hire him back, but, you know, he doesn't work for the government officially, but boy, he advises me. And I asked Flynn that question, and he just said he wouldn't answer it. But I get it. He could probably do more outside the system than within it. But I mean,
I view him as sort of the high school guidance counselor to this administration. People in the administration, not Trump. I'm talking about other people who, when they need, he's so experienced. He said that when they need some help, so he acts as sort of a Gandalf. You called him a Gandalf to all of our movements.
Yeah.
He's been a Gandalf without, yeah, he wanted to stay out of government. He told me he's got a lot more flexibility this way.
Well, how do we quantify for listeners how dangerous this is?
We're hanging by a thread. We're hanging by a thread, but it's gotten better. It's not at all hopeless. In fact, now we were 4 years ago, we were hanging by a thread. Now we've got a nice, clean rope we can climb up. We're good. We're so much better
but
than
we got to climb.
We got to climb. We got to work.
All right. Let's talk about your book. I saw the new film. It's amazing. And you know, like you said, you never wanted to be known, but it's that's people go, why is a businessman involved in this? You started getting recruited by intelligence agencies, you name it. How did it first happen? You go through it in the book, and then you were kind of like, you said, stars in your eyes. Just, oh, the U.S. government's good. I help them. Then you ended up turning against Hillary and helping bring her down.
Right. And I thought I was a student in China in 1983 for a year and, in Southeast Asia after that. So, and while I was in China, another person from another country approached me and asked me, we became friends, and they eventually asked me if I could get a letter to the government, which I did, and I thought that was the end of it. 5 years later, I was asked to basically, by the general who was charged with reestablishing relations with Vietnam, a very decent, humanitarian, wonderful guy, General Jack Vesey, he asked me if I would go over. I was a graduate student studying development economics, and I spoke French and Chinese, and I knew the Indo-Chinese history very well, and go over and do a survey on some humanitarian projects that the U.S. Department of Defense could fund that would sort of be a good first step in moving and reestablishing relations. So I did
that. Which we've now done.
Well, oh yeah, 94, about 6 years later we did. But
the biggest success is Vietnam now.
Oh yeah, it's great. And you know, Vietnam, like Iran, when you're in Asia, the people who are most like us are Vietnamese, and the people in the Middle East most like us are Iranians. So what a shame we ended up in these two terrible wars. The Vietnamese are wonderful, and they're a great check again. You know, the French all over in their colonies all over the world, they took Vietnamese and made them administrators everywhere, because the Vietnamese are just they're a wonderful mixture of Confucian and Buddhist and Christian. They're just great. Anyway, where was I? I'm going off on all these sides.
No, you're set on a mission by the Pentagon.
Set on a mission. I did this. I helped. I came back with a report on a couple dozen humanitarian things, about 300,000 they could spend. They went and did it, and it helped. After that, my name became known in circles of people who knew they could ask me, National Security Council types people. And then especially after 9/11, it became a very big part of my life. There were years I felt that Overstock was like almost a cover job because I was spending so much of my life, but it had to do with everything was related about peace. And as somebody explained to me once from the National Security Council asking me to go to a bad part of the world and find somebody and befriend them. And he said, you know, I said, don't you folks have professionals to do this? And the guy said, Patrick, in this world, sometimes before certain kinds of people talk, other kinds of people need to talk. You're that other kind of person. So that's what my...
But you actually study intelligence. 90% of it is unofficial.
Yeah.
You met people that are already in business or successful. You don't just take the average people you've got. They're mainly behind desks. You find professional people, doctors, scientists, business people. That's who real intelligence is.
Yes. Although my emphasis was always, I didn't want to be involved in intelligence. And so there was a red line for me with CIA. And I'll drop a big thing on you here in a moment. I didn't want anything to do with CIA, but anything else that had to do with peace. And I'm talking about, you know, once a year, someone knew.
And that's because you were more of like a liberal back then. You didn't want to be involved in war.
I'm a Milton Friedman kind of libertarian.
Classical liberal.
Classical liberal. War's bad. War's bad. If you've seen war, we don't want it.
Plus the CIA double crosses their people.
And in 2006, somebody took me to lunch from high up in the government, a female, and asked me if I'd done such nice things for years, would I be more interested in taking some high-speed orders from a high-speed group? And I said, sure, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with the CIA. 7 years later, that woman emerged as John Brennan's protege. So I think from 06 forward, occasionally I was actually getting orders from Brennan and didn't know it, which is why I know a bunch of things I'm not supposed to know. And that's
a classic deniability. They love operatives that don't know what even agency they're working for.
I thought I was working for National Security Council, for somebody in the State Department, and somebody would ask me. It turns out it was Brennan. And I started by 2012, I started realizing, or 2010 even, things were fishy. Things were fishy. And by 2015, they were having me bribe Hillary Clinton. And I'm sure I've told you that story about how I bribed.
And that was the Democrats having it do it for
them. Barack Obama, when I took the orders, I said, who is this coming from? And I said, I need a piece of paper for this. So they said, come back in a couple of days. And a few days I came back. They said, we can't give you a piece of paper, but the director says, if you go to DC, you can be shown a piece of paper. I said, so this comes from Director Comey. And two federal agents said, and I said, Director Comey and the president, and two federal agents, Director Comey and President Obama, and two federal agents said, so I did it. I set her up for an $18 million bribe, which turned out to be so he could blackmail her.
Because it's well known, those two were fighting with each other.
They hate each other. The big thing to know is this is a coup that started Thanksgiving of 2015. And it was Barack Obama, Comey, and Brennan against Hillary Clinton. And then Trump won in a fluke, and it morphed into this Russian collusion delusion. And I'm saying that as the guy they had bribing Hillary and shagging Maria. It's not a theory. I was in the middle of all. There's pictures in this book that document a bunch of this stuff. That's why I'm in the middle of it all.
Yeah, you shagging the Russian spy that really wasn't.
No, well, and there were two different periods. And the first period, we were shagging. The second period, I played this little game. That if you've read the book, you know about the rape and murder stuff, all that story. I don't want to scare your visitors again, but that's another big secret. How do you know I'm telling the truth? The National Archives, I'm told, has a presidential finding signed by Barack Obama telling them to overlook what they believed was Maria Butina had an aggravated rape and might be murdered because they needed us to continue this whole coup. I set up this coup. I didn't know. I thought I was helping doing something legitimate, and I started figuring out what I was in the middle of. When I went to Congress, here's what bothers me about Ratcliffe. Very decent man from Texas. Current CIA director. I went to see 17 months into Trump's first term, 17 months, I went to see him secretly, and I laid out, look, I'm in the middle of this, and started explaining how it was all working. This could all have been stopped 18 months into Trump's first term. I had no help from him. He stalled me. He sold me out. Turns out I think he sold me out, because as soon as I did that, to be honest, I went back to Utah. The other government people I had to occasionally deal with, when I met with them, they all knew, but they didn't say. Looking back,
Trump did.
No, I'm talking about the government.
Ratcliffe
had sold me out. I brought this.
He had Tulsi's job then.
He was a congressman then. He was on the Nunes committee.
He became that later.
And I think I gave him this information when I went back to Utah. The government people I was dealing with knew that I could tell they'd gotten word that I was whistleblowing on them. And it broke our relationship. We never talked again. We had a big breakup, which was fine with me. I was trying to get a peaceful way out. But I gave Ratcliffe all the information he needed as a congressman on Nunes' committee 17 months into Trump's first term. And I got stalled and hit. He said, we're going to bring you in. We're going to put you under oath. He stalled me until Barr came in. Then they turned me over to Barr. Barr told me, if you just stay quiet, we're going to arrest hundreds. You're going to see us arrest 100 people if you just stay quiet. And they stalled me through 2019 and 2020. Anyway, it's so bad. It's hard to believe the amount of corruption I've.
So when we come back, I want to talk about what Trump needs to do now in your view, and who is good from your perspective. I know none of us know exactly, but and who is bad, and what President Trump needs to do.
Love it.
But I tell you, it's very heartening. I had Mark Mitchell, the top pollster in the world, on last week, and the White House saw it. They called him up there. They met with him for 2 hours. The vice president, the president, and on not Trump's actions, but his messaging, they really listened. I've even seen the messaging, change, because even before they met with him, they saw the interview. To me, it just shows, in a way, Trump's very sophisticated, but also he's so real, and that so many times, I can't remember them all, we've been able to move the needle with good information to him.
Oh, yeah.
Which it shows how real he is.
I think he gets a lot of information from you, which, and bypasses. I know we're all, when we come back, I'll tell you how all kinds of information has been gummed up from him and how things that are now happening should have happened 2 months into his administration because of pushback from the CIA.
Well, it was in the news in the first admin that just stuff I'd tell him or have him send or the show, they knew it was seen. They had notes. They said when they brought in the new chief of staff, they go, his main job is keeping trouble away from Alan Jones.
Really?
And it wasn't that I was that special. I was just the only person, other than like Flynn and a few others, willing to tell him what was going on. That's why they were pissed. We'll be right back.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
dancer came dancing to my door. Last night, a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come, baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from the
broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, I am funded by viewers and listeners like you out there right now. I cannot do it without you. And we need funds to continue on with the new network that's been built and the legal battles to try to win this. There's still a chance we can save InfoWars the next month, but we don't know. It's going to be spectacular if we do get shut down. Everybody's going to go, wow, we heard about this forever because they've been trying so hard. So listen, biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. I say this with my methylene blues stained hands here, having some during the break. Black Friday comes early sale. Buy one, get one free. All supplements. This is the biggest sale we have ever had. All supplements, buy one and get any other supplement, one that even costs more money, absolutely free. The bovine colostrum, the Irish sea moss, the methylene blue. Plus, for limited time only, ultramethylene red, a small amount was held back as backup. They're going to sell that right now. Don't miss out. This offer ends next Friday, November 28th, and it funds the operation, thealexjonesstore.com, and we need your support. Massive sale, also 25% off on all of the Patriot apparel, the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. It's quite the adventure. And there's a bunch of other big specials. It gets more and more ridiculous. We need your support, thealexjonesstore.com. Also, a limited run at infowarsstore.com. It's back in stock. The very strongest turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, and the very best Ultimate Fish Oil. It's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. So Patrick, looking at Trump, you know, 10.5 months in, all that's happening, the Epstein thing blowing up a Democrat's face. They call everything an Epstein file, grand juries. They say they want it. Trump says release. Democrats block it. Now Epstein's emails, he's attacking Trump constantly. It implicates Joaquin Jeffries and all these other people, and the head of Harvard is a Chinese spy. But then still talking to Congress people, and Trump's already said this publicly, partially. Hey, a lot of people on the list are innocent. They're just implicated. There's nothing even being said there. This is all raw stuff. Now he's like, okay, go ahead and release it. But still, by extension, it connects him to that. And I've talked to members of Congress that have seen what's in there, the 20,000 emails that now have been sent to Bondi to have intelligence stuff taken out. And they're like, no, it's 99% Democrats. It's them at the pedo island. It's them with money laundering. It's payoffs. It goes way further than just Larry Summers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
At Harvard. So then what should Trump do? Where do you see this going?
Well, and just to reinforce your point, here's Jeffrey Epstein writing to Ehud Barak, the guy we've been talking about, writing to him saying, now you can understand why Trump wakes up in the middle of the night sweating when he hears you and I are friends. In other words, Epstein and Ehud Barak and that crowd are one. And they're against Trump and they're against Netanyahu. What should he do? First of all, I think his appointments should be right out of the military now, especially about 3,000 people across the government that got there through ram specking have to be gone. Replace everybody out of the military, from the military. We need to militarize because they at least know what the Constitution reads. They're not, and what their obligations are. That'd be a start. He has to do Venezuela. I'm like you. I'm not a regime change guy. But destroying the Venezuelan government is more important than us entering World War I. It's the most important war we've been in since the revolution. Venezuela overthrew us. They conquered us. November 2020, they conquered us. That through this fake election, they installed a dope who then opened the gates to the city, let their army come in, 10 million military age men. And last November 2024, it was just them putting the padlock in the door. They slipped. We're never getting another. A very strange confluence of events is the only reason that we got through, besides we got Trump. And Trump has this ability to connect to the world that the past is we've never seen. But also something happened that fumbled their attempt to put a padlock on the door. We're going to be back here in 4 years. This is the end of the republic if Trump doesn't get muscular. He should get rid. He should stop. And so that to me, so who does he have at top flight? I think Tulsi's top flight. I think JD is very, JD Vance is, all these people have become brands like Madonna. I love Tulsi. I love JD. I think Rubio has been a real surprise to me. I was worried that Rubio might not stand up to Venezuela. He's turned out to be a great asset. Peter Hegseth. I mean, so that's the crew. And you know, Sue, what are your thoughts on Susie Wiles? Cause I've heard it go both ways, but I have a positive and negative.
I mean, I know Trump likes her. She's helped getting things organized. I know a lot of stuff gets blamed on her. But they kind of use populist stuff to attack people the deep state doesn't like either. Like, oh, J.D. Vance is bad all day. He's done a great job behind the scenes. So the truth is, I don't know. But I know people directly involved, and it's not Ed Martin, because he talked about my cases. That was Ed. But from other people, they say, no, he's killing everything. Todd Blanche is definitely bad.
Yeah. Susie Wiles, I've heard all the bad things for 4 years, and she called me and Flynn the clown car 4 years ago, because we wouldn't drop election 2020. She didn't believe in any of it. She did something in early October in Mar-a-Lago that she changed her mind, and she saved things. So is that mad as people get about Susie Wiles? And she did something in early October. She opened her eyes. First, everyone in Mar-a-Lago, she was the one who opened her eyes to what we were saying about these machines, and she took the appropriate steps such that once we proved to be correct, it's actually what saved, she saved, so she should not be dismissed as a bad person. She definitely is on Trump's side and did something heroic in early October that tells me she's on the right side. So he's got a real good core team like that. I'm very surprised, pleasantly surprised with Rubio. He was friends. He was college roommates with some unsavory guy and some people who've gone to prison. I was afraid he might be, there's a bunch of, another thing Republicans should learn. We have a bunch of Republicans, so-called Republicans, conservative Republicans. A lot of them are like Cuban and in Florida and they're fake. They're Cuban assets. We're going to find out how penetrated we are. We know of at least 20 spies, Cuban, Venezuelan spies in the government. At least one has been arrested. There's more to be arrested, so I'm not going to name. I'm sure there's more to be arrested. I can't live here if there's not. So he's got a good team, but he's got to go forward. He's getting tied up. I think he's letting people tie him up. He's got to go forward on Venezuela. Maybe give Maduro one last chance to get out. And I think that there's, and I believe it's public, that there's an offer he could leave with his entourage, with his money and everything. And all the cartel de Sol can go live out their days on a nice beach somewhere. It's just a question of whether they're smart enough to take it. I think they don't probably conceive of the power of a USS supercarrier. I was actually on the USS Carl Vinson. I know you talk about the Oklahoma bombing, Alex. Remember the Oklahoma bombing?
Yes.
I was on the USS Carl Vinson in the Pacific the day that happened. And that's an old-fashioned 60s, I think, 50s carrier, and that could take a country like Venezuela. What we have 15% of our firepower arranged against Venezuela. It's going to be, I don't know what they're even thinking of to try to pretend they're going to stand up against this. They have no chance.
When do you think Trump makes the move? I know he's trying to get Maduro just to leave.
I think his patience is running out, and I'll note a public fact that when he declared the other day Cartel del Solis, a narco-terrorist
trap. And him is the head of it. That's the green light.
You know what day that goes public? That one day that goes active? He actually gave there's a date that was not live yet. It goes live a certain day. Do you know what day? The 24th, Monday. Until Monday, everything's everything. On Monday, it becomes legal under U.S. law for Trump to take out just like it's a nation state, to take out cartel. That becomes active on Monday. Did you know that? That's post-dated. It's like a post-dated check.
I remember seeing it on the letter, but I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, it's Monday. So they actually have until Monday to get out. But on Monday, he can legally start bombing under U.S. law. And, he can do all this stuff about declaring war after Vietnam that was settled. He can do things for 90 days, and then all he owes is an explanation. And this is going to be over in a lot shorter than 90 days. I'm in touch with a lot of people in Venezuela. They are definitely trying to set up an insurgency, a Saddam Hussein insurgency, but they're having problems. They're so penetrated. So many of the people, the cartel, things are on their side. It is no longer on their side. They're out of their mind if they think they can stand and fight.
And then how does that tie into Sheinbaum and the revolution in Mexico?
Well, Sheinbaum was placed by the Venezuelan cartel. She's another globalist. She was placed there. The Venezuelan cartel corrupted the elections of Colombia, of Mexico, Well, you know, the guy, there's a cartel figure. I think we walked through this video once. There's a cartel figure. When they started questioning the cartel election last July in Venezuela, there were a bunch of Latin American states that say, we don't want to recognize it. A leading cartel figure went on the air and said, oh, you want to talk about our election? Let's talk about some other elections. Why don't you send me the election records from Colombia? Why don't you send me the election records from Brazil? Or how about the election records from Chicago? Or other, you know, he started naming these states. What he was saying was, I rigged all your elections for you, presidents. If you come down against me, against mine, I'm going to expose it. And now everybody just shut up like little lambs. But so he's rigged. We know he's rigged 72 elections. This cartel has rigged 72 countries' elections. Did I tell you that? I never.
No, you're an expert on that. But looking at the Democrats saying they want civil war, saying that's their plan, what do you expect him to do? What else can they do now? And I want you to address the public.
Oh, they are.
I'm listening to you, but it's the weirdest thing. It's like Left Behind or something, like the Rapture thing. So weirdest thing, during the break, I was trying to, because for days, I wanted to get you on Harrison. He wanted you on. Producers are great, usually. I went out there. No one's out there. It's like, whoosh. I want to make sure aliens didn't just steal the whole building. No, there's no one out there. It's like, other than like two people running the throne. I think like people got like beamed up or something, or they're in the parking lot smoking pot or something, but not that, I mean, I'm just going to make sure people are still here.
Okay.
I'm sitting there sending messages. There's no response. I mean, I think there's supposed to be a party on the roof or something. Maybe the strippers on the roof or something. I'm going to find out what's going on here, but just because I want to get you, a lot more to say on Harrison. Sure. He wanted you on, but all the king's horses, all the king's men. It's this weird thing about other shows, trying to put people on other shows. Everybody wants to go on other shows. And I just can't do it. So it's my pet peeve. I want to get you on Harrison today, but he can't talk to the producer to find out other people that are booked, so I can't book you on the time. Okay. So I'm just airing this on air. Maybe they'll hear it out there. Maybe they're on a sailboat in the Caribbean somewhere. I don't know. But, Patrick, explain to them, because you're a really smart guy, what you think the Democrats are going to do, because they're so cornered.
They are cornered. Good for you. And they're only cornered because they listened to us, including you, Alex, 4 years ago and did not get violent. Can you imagine if we had gone violent, folks? They had all the power of the state to come down on us. We rope-a-doped, we ducked and weaved for 4 years. We got through it. Now we have the power and we have the Constitution. These guys are masters of gaslighting. They're just absolutely gaslighting you when they're coming out and saying, this stuff they're telling the military to normalize the idea of not obeying their constitutional and legal orders. So, they're good. I think they're just going to keep doubling down. But something that's never happened before is a color revolution in a country that has 400 million guns. I don't think it's going to go well for them. They're not nearly as smart as they think they are. Remember, one of the Saul Alinsky techniques is always act like you have more power than you do. You know, when Trump won on November 4th, the thing for these people to do within government, I was told, the woke walk around within government, they just walked around giving each other knowing smiles and winks like, don't worry, we got a plan, we know what we're going to do. They thought something was going to happen and Trump wasn't even going to get sworn in. They still have been walking around all year like that. They think they have a plan, they think they're so smart. They're four flushers. They are four flushers. They need to be stood up for. And this is the time to do it. And I kind of rescind. I think they're moving towards violence. And we want to be always better than the other guy. Try to be two steps better than the other guy. But, I wish we could take questions here, Alex. I know I've been abandoned with your million viewers. Never done this before, I feel. Anyway, so, Epstein, it's funny how all these scandals are starting to work. You know, I will give you one thought. One thing we have to do as MAGA is there's a famous Oxford philosopher, Isaiah Berlin, who was a Russian Jewish guy who immigrated to London and was a philosopher for 100 years in England. And he said something funny. He was Jewish. He defined an anti-Semite as someone who dislikes the Jews more than is absolutely necessary. And my concern with MAGA is they're starting to go after the Jews more than is absolutely necessary. There's a terrible group of them, the left-wing, the hardcore Bolsheviks, that not to say all Bolsheviks are Jewish, but left-wing, hardcore lefties, and they're terrible. They hate us. First of all, what I've learned over years of my life is they really hate Gentiles. I thought we were all in it together, trying to build something. It turns out the hardcore lefties hate Gentiles. They hate Christians. I was surprised they even were friends with me for all those years. It turns out they were trying to sort of suborn me into being woke with them. It's kind of surprising when looking back how they wore on their sleeve for me. I remember this professor saying to me once, oh, I walked across the town square the other day. There was a nativity scene, so I had to bear that minor humiliation. And he said that because he was Jewish. So he was letting me know it kind of humiliates him to have to see a nativity. I thought, gee, that's strange. Well, looking back, I can think of about 20 things that got said to me over the years like that. And I realized, and they hate us. And that's, the mask came off on the woke, hardcore lefty Bolsheviks. The mask came off. You remember 6 years ago, all these articles that started about whiteness, eliminating whiteness, how whiteness is arable. We've got to get rid of whiteness. You look, all those articles are left-wing Jewish intellectuals. So I've got, but my point is, we have to remember MAGA shouldn't dislike them more than is absolutely necessary. There's wonderful Jewish people on our side. I look at the great, you know, from Milton Friedman and Ayn Rand and, I mean, so many of the great libertarian heroes have been Jewish. And within Israel, oddly enough, I know we're all being told to hate Netanyahu, and I don't have, you know, I'm not too involved, but Netanyahu's enemies that are trying to destroy him are our enemies, which makes...
Well, I know this. I'll cover bad stuff Israel and their different groups do all day long. They're not off limits. When I try to cover Chi-Coms and the main gorilla in the room and post it on X or Rumble, half the comments are, why are you coming for Israel? So it's a fact that China is trying to take over Panama Canal and Venezuela and Mexico. And, you know, that's the official State Department statement. It's true. And I'm like, yeah, you know, Sheinbaum, the Chi-Com globalist back climate scientist, is a fraud, and she's back in the cartels. She needs to be removed. The Mexicans want it too. And half the comments are, why are you covering for Israel? And it's just like, okay, she's got a Jewish last name. The point is, there's other things other than this. It doesn't mean we don't cover Israel, but you can't be retarded
right
and only be able to know about that and talk about it. It's a blinding effect.
You don't want to, you know, exactly. You don't want to be obsessed with it. And remember, there's a lot on our side. And back on Mexico, Mexico's a failed state. I'll tell you another inside thing.
Well, you're an expert. When you explain to people, though, how big a control China already has in the Caribbean?
Oh, yeah. China. I think that I've been told that a lot of our material from Afghanistan actually got packaged up through China and transshipped. And it's in Mexico, crated up. And it was waited. If Kamala Harris had won again, we were going to be under a lockdown with global pandemic, and we were going to have an army invading us and with our equipment. It was already. So Trump has to say it's a failed state. It does not deserve the respect of a normal state, and Trump should not pay any attention to what Sheinbaum has to say.
Hey, can you stay till take an hour break, get some lunch, and go with Harrison Smith at 4 p.m.?
I'd be honored.
Wonderful. Harrison is super excited about that. Can't wait for that to happen, Patrick. In other areas, because Trump does listen, what do you think Trump could be doing better right now?
Well, I give him a 95, and I've come to really appreciate him. I think he's got to get the wrong people off the bus. And I think he's got to, you know, he knows the people around him that I trust. I would add Michael Flynn to that list. That he's trusting his apparatus too much, and his apparatus is still penetrated. And even if it's not penetrated, they're cowardly. They're afraid to act. They're afraid to do the...
Or they're not sophisticated.
Yeah.
You can't take some Southern District New York Democrat prosecutor and put them in charge of geopolitical stuff. You have to have a love of that, a study for decades, and be smart to even understand it. Yeah. You can't just pick somebody off. Oh, let's just take a corporate lawyer and throw them in here.
Yes, and he does have it. Well, he's very transactional. And, you know, it turns out that's what he's... So he's got his real estate transaction attorney, Steve Witkoff, as his guy. And it turns out there's a lot of transactions out there that could have been made. I think what he's doing in the Middle East, people aren't appreciating yet.
I agree. He's making a transaction.
We're not going to ever have to fight there again. If we can turn this over to an alliance of these states he's stitching together...
Have the Arabs run it.
It's genius.
And make it... No, I agree. The transactionalism is revolutionary in that. But it also becomes a blind spot. When he has, I didn't mean Witkoff, I meant corporate lawyers deciding, you know.
Yeah, but Witkoff's good. But, yeah, he's not building any great... I mean, yeah, he's maybe a little too transactional. That means he misses some opportunities. But remember, the Americans are losing sight of the main event to me. And I've been to Iran. I love the Iranian people. But Iran is like the fullback. It's the main fullback of China. China's too smart to come at us themselves. They have other players. Iran is the fullback of it all, and the main opponent of Iran is Israel. So, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. At this moment, the mullahs of Iran, along with China, are like our main enemies. It's like Italy and Mussolini and Hitler. And Israel's confronting them for us. So I would have preferred we not, well, at the time I would have preferred we not bomb, but boy, it seems like.
I thought it was dangerous, but it worked out so far. So let me ask you this in closing.
Educated
what happens with the Epstein thing? Because it's only exposing Democrats, but they think they can ignore it, but the independent media is bigger, so it's all coming out, so it's blowing up in their face. This video, Hakeem Jeffries, like, leave my congresswoman that worked with Epstein alone, that gave her questions to attack Trump. I mean, the head of Harvard being a Chinese spy, Larry Summers, it just goes on and on. They're in a lot of trouble.
I can tell you, everyone with any pull in the United States is trying to weigh in on this to keep it quiet, because what's really gone on is there are low digit thousands of people who took part and either were filmed having sex with a kid or eating baby brains. And maybe they don't
literally baby brains.
Maybe they don't want to eat baby brains, but they're told you don't get your $100 million contract until, remember what P. Diddy was doing with guys like LeBron. Well, that same kind of stuff is going on. And the perps are royalty from across the Europe, parliamentarians, diplomats from around the world, bankers, the world's elite, several thousand of them, I've been told, are actually on tape. And the big, by a knowledgeable insider, and the big hubbub is like, would the world melt down if we find out? It's not just Prince Andrew. It's all kinds of people of the elites around the world.
We know a lot of weird medical stuff, sanguinating babies, injecting it. That's confirmed. Well, you say, so they're literally eating baby brains.
Yeah. They do satanic stuff. They needed to be filmed. Even if they're really not Satanists themselves, they got told that before you get this promotion in the EU to something or other, you're going to eat this bowl of baby brains. So there's that kind of satanic stuff, and there's that kind of,
And then Trump's like, that's what I've heard. He goes, this stuff's so horrible, bring everything down. And meanwhile, he's not involved. They've somehow roped him in. Then even when he slow rolls it, they then double cross him and try to connect him to it with no evidence.
Yeah, everything, they are so, such demons. They don't have any of the sense of normal shame that a normal human would have. So essentially everything they say is gaslighting. Every accusation they make, if they're saying Trump is breaking the Constitution and you should disobey it, they're the ones who are breaking the Constitution.
Sure, they can't even tell the truth when it would serve them.
They don't even know how. They don't even know what the truth is anymore. They don't even know what the truth is anymore. The hardcore left does not even know what the truth is. It used to be that they knew, and they knew they were creating shadows on the walls. They're so mixed up, they don't even know the truth anymore.
Well, it's like Nygaard set up his own island where he would get women pregnant, because it's better to have, I guess, a baby that's your genetics for stem cells, than they suck all its blood and juices out and inject it in them. That's public.
Oh, my God.
So that's even worse than eating baby brains. You're killing your own baby, sucking its blood, and injecting it into yourself. I mean, Count Dracula blushes at that.
Even legally within this country. So abortion's never been a huge issue to me. I've never been pro-abortion, but I wasn't an absolutist either way. But, I mean, I've always thought a woman, anyway, I was Catholic, but anyway, here's the thing though. They, in New York and California, they're pushing for laws, and they may have gotten there where like babies can be born and around for about 30 days before the doctor and mother decide whether it's viable. Well, the reason is if you abort a baby and you shred it, its parts are worth about $10,000. If you can have it born and keep it alive and part it out like an old Chevy, it's worth about $500,000.
Exactly. And that's what the governor famously said, in Virginia. He's like, we keep it alive, we get the more money and
they're animals. They're animals. These people are animals. These people are,
but we keep it comfortable though, don't worry. Because all the orders come in, then you have the day you actually sanguinate it. They sell all the bone marrow, the blood, the heart, the liver, everything.
It's like parting out an old Chevy, and it's worth
and
so
they
much
don't
more.
Tell the woman
that is still alive.
That she's paying thousands of dollars thinking, you know, he lost her baby, mainly poor women. Meanwhile, they got it on another wing, and they're getting ready to chop shop this baby.
Yep. And that's why it's so important to them to have laws that say it can be born and only after 10 days or 30 days, the viability is agreed.
Oh, they just leaked new video out of Australia and Canada where they're saying that. They go, don't worry, we can kill a baby a month later. Wow. Patrick Byrne, you're on at 4 p.m. in 1 hour. The War Room, more with Harrison Smith.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.